you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you a regular Duck fan? You watch all the time him?
Hey, everybody. What's up with Kevin? I've been a big fan, long time him.
It's also a. It's also. What was I just going to say? It just went away.
Kevin is a great guy. He is not much of an entertainer.
And, what about. What was I going to ask you? I forget what I was going to ask you.
Hey, Kevin. If the season ended today, you'd be a fag.
Mark, so you're starting tonight, and are you a permanent. Permanently on the show?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if you see Botsko, tell him that we're so up to, over there is not anymore, right?
Have you been introduced to Kevin?
No. Which one's Kevin?
He's here on a special work program. He's slow, you know, in his brain.
Oh, good for you guys.
Yeah.
And now.
But let's get started with today's show.
Our feature presentation.
That's how things are going to go today. That's what you're saying.
Special work program.
I love that because everything Kevin says.
Oh, that's great.
That Kevin. And this Kevin, actually. It all works.
It supports the theory that it's a work program. Right.
How are we starting with this?
What?
Wow. This is bad news. Psycho Mike, you've got sad news today.
Oh, yeah. There's the death of a friendship.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, here at K-Rock. A guy by the name of Rodney Bingenheimer. He officially addresses me as a member of the Kevin and Bean Show now.
Oh.
And will no longer talk to me.
But he hasn't known that the whole time?
At first, I think he really didn't know. Then he realized, but... thought maybe I was the good one.
Right. He thought you were the cool one,
yeah.
Right? He could trust you. You could be part of his circle and part of our circle without stabbing your other friend in the back.
Right. I was like a union delegate. But I've officially gone under the dark side in his eyes, and he won't talk to me. Sunday afternoon, he was here, even though he was not on the air. He decided to show up, and he was with a young lady, and the phone ops let me know. They're like, hey, Rodney's in the mailroom with a young lady. So
how young? Now, yeah. When you say young lady and it's Rodney, she could be 60 and she could be a young lady compared to him.
No, she was a young lady for Psycho Mike.
Ooh. Wow.
Dude.
Yeah, she was probably about 20.
Was it to take your daughter to work day or anything?
No, and she was a nice looking girl. Like I said, Rodney was not on because of the countdown.
So Did he know that?
I think he just showed up to maybe get his mail or something, but he was in the mailroom. And I ran in there, literally sprinted in there to talk to Rodney. And I say, hey, what's up, Rodney? How you doing, buddy? Silence.
Oh.
Is this your friend? How you doing? I'm Psycho Mike. And he grabs her by the hand, and they walk out the mailroom and walk out the door of K-Rock and leave.
Oh,
really?
Froze you.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Oh, that's too
bad.
What did
you do?
Did you ask him?
Are you a pedophile?
You ask him that?
No, I did not.
No. So he literally didn't say anything to you.
He did exactly what he does to you guys at calendar signings and
just walks away
and stuff. Just pretends as if you're not there.
It kind of it takes a special person to not just kind of give lip service. Just go, hey, I'm fine, and try to act like.
It would be almost impossible for me to not answer.
Well, you couldn't. Of course, you can't say no to anything. But he's turned on, you know, huh?
Yeah, honestly, it hurts. And I was thinking to myself about how all of my friends and listeners that I know that are younger people that really honestly have no clue who Rodney is.
Oh, sure.
Except for listening to our show. And they love Rodney because of our show.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I just think he's got it really backwards on how he looks at the Kevin and Bean show and how...
Because he should thank us? He should give us a medal?
Really, we promote him.
Any publicity is good publicity.
What puzzles me is there was no big event. Just sort of finally seeped into his consciousness that you've been stabbing him for a year.
And I think now that I've started to be on the air like as a jock on Sunday night sometimes, and he's gotten word probably that I've recorded every time we've had a conversation. And
like I drink your milkshake and all that stuff.
Yeah. And the last time I did that, it was so clear to anybody who was listening that I was fishing for drops.
Of course.
You know, I wasn't even having a conversation. I was like, so Rodney, what are some of the new bands you like in England? Do you like the Teenagers?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so.
I drink your milkshake.
So love died then. That's it. He's cut you out.
hurts, guys. It hurts.
It does hurt. Well, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss it. It's like Donnie Brasco, man. You're undercover for so long, and then eventually people start to get wise, and they start to realize that you're the mole. You know? It is.
But it's like Donnie Brasco in that I started to feel for Sonny Red and Sonny Black. Like, I started
exactly.
I even forgot which side you were playing for.
Exactly.
It was unintentional, yeah.
Now you've been burned, so there's no more working undercover.
That's too bad. So you screwed that up, and then you screwed up the shoes. Apparently that doesn't work anymore, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Well, that's a good question, because they play again tonight.
Well, I mean, obviously we got to talk to Matt about that, because I have no control over it.
Were you wearing them, or was he?
No, Matt was.
He was in San Antonio.
Honey, I'm sorry. Was wearing them. It was in San Antonio. And we made the trade-off after the 30-point destruction on Friday night here in Los Angeles. I had the shoes on. Everything seemed to be going okay. I made the switch.
I have a theory, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, that Matt Money Smith, who says the shoes are way too tight for him, didn't wear them.
I mean, look, okay, I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell him I wore them. Yeah, sure.
Interesting.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, right.
But I didn't want to, like, you know, sell money down the river like that. But he texts me or calls me two or three times every game.
Right.
Not a peep on Sunday night.
See?
So.
I have a theory. Maybe the home court advantage has more to do with the success of the team that wins than whoever's wearing Mike's stupid shoes.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I was thinking about, you know, all the factors that went into it. And I was, of course, the shoes are right at the top. But, you know, it could have been maybe the fact that Manu Ginobili, who was not a factor in the first couple games.
He's playing out of his mind.
Went, you know, scored 20 points by halftime. It could have been that, but maybe it's the shoes.
You know, that's the tough call, though, is after one game, do you bail?
It's really not a tough call.
Because last time we took all the calls.
It's only tough if we keep pretending that anything.
Last time we took all those calls from Laker fans who weren't doing their part. So maybe there was a lot of other people that weren't doing their
part. I bailed on the last shoes. I bailed after one loss. So, and I got to admit, I have little baby feet, and they're pretty tight on me. So I can't even imagine what they're like on money, who's a normal man.
By the way, I was very pleased to see no one was pinning Lamar Odom's poor performance the other night on being on the Kevin and Bean show last week, too. I was very pleased about that.
Well, because we talked to him before Friday's game where he was played out of his mind.
Right. So they got nothing to say about that.
Exactly.
They're lying. Right, guys skated by.
Yeah.
We'll have to discuss and see what's up then.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean show. It's Tuesday morning, and it's the 27th of May I See Them.
I literally used to go to bed at night and pray that I would wake up in the morning with big breasts.
We prayed for you as well about that. How was the weekend? Everybody else?
Great.
Lisa?
I saw Indiana Jones.
Yeah?
Did you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't as bad as everyone was saying, I don't think.
It was okay.
But you get to the end and you just go, okay, so that I've seen in every Spielberg movie ever made.
Right. Mm.
So I think we may have lost Steven.
Yeah. I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark on Saturday.
The real one.
Better
the
choice.
The original one.
The first one, yeah.
Much better choice.
Yeah.
At some point, I'd like to see the new Indiana Jones. I'm not in a race for it, especially since I've heard it's just so-so. But at some point, I'll get around to it. But I thought it might be fun since I haven't seen any of the originals since they came out.
Sure.
Right. I thought it might be fun to see them in order because I've got the luxury of time. So I started with Raiders on Saturday, and boy, was that entertaining.
That's great a great classic that holds up today.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time you're going to have, by the way.
Guys, it made over $300 million worldwide over the weekend, you know.
I'm not surprised. At the ArcLight, they stopped showing any other movie. I think they showed two other movies, but literally almost every 10 minutes you could go and see Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I saw a Steven Spielberg classic for the first time yesterday as well.
What?
E.T.
That's the first time you ever saw that?
Yeah.
Wow.
How great is that movie?
That's an awesome movie.
It is.
It is amazing.
Mix that with the original Raiders and you got the new one.
Why didn't anybody tell me that was good?
Yeah, you're right. We should have.
No, I think that goes in a time capsule. If you're picking 25 movies for all time, I think E.T.'s got to be one of them.
Yeah, I agree.
As is Raiders, but not necessarily.
It's hard to recapture that kind of magic. You know, you never know what you have until you've edited it and put it up on the screen. And then, sometimes, and it doesn't happen a lot, but sometimes it's just a magical movie. And then they always make sequels, and they do well, but I don't think they ever really recapture.
Well, 2 and 3 weren't as good as the original, and this one wasn't as good as the original. But
it really felt like a retread to me.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's true of Spider-Man. That's true of all of those franchises.
I think sequels... aren't very good.
Although I certainly can't wait for The Dark Knight. That looks great.
Yeah, it does. That does look good.
I'm not a big fan of the Batman
Really?
Series. Did you see Batman Begins?
Did you see Batman Begins?
I don't know. Which one was that? That's the latest
one with Christian Bale as Batman.
Someone told me I did, but I don't remember.
It's almost
welcome to my life.
With the introduction of Batman Begins, it's almost a new series.
It is. Yeah, like you almost can't. It almost doesn't matter if you saw any of those other Batmans because this is a whole new take.
But they're so dark and that's not interesting to me.
Oh,
but you have fun.
I love that.
I know.
I can't wait. I saw the trailer for that one before Indiana Jones. If the
Joker were killing Samantha and Charlotte, you'd be going to see it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Is that their names? Any of those names?
You've got two of them. I was grasping.
Oh, who knows? So that movie comes out this week, finally, right?
Friday.
Yes.
Sex and the City. Oh, not a minute too soon.
So excited.
We need to take some calls today about that movie.
Okay.
Figure out what the hell's going on with that and why
we need to stop it. We need to be like the Grinch trying to stop Christmas at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I've watched up through season three, and I can tell you why we love it.
Oh, I know why you love it.
I don't know if you do. Okay. You think it's just shoes and fashion, and you're so wrong.
No, I don't think it's that. I also think it's man-hating.
No, you're wrong about that, too.
Nope.
I made notes.
Wait, hold on. Let me consider. No, that's not possible.
It's really not.
I've seen plenty of episodes because my wife loves it. I haven't seen as many as you have, but for God's sake.
We'll talk about it later,
but
you're wrong.
Hateable girls right there. Just hateable. Wouldn't want to be with any one of them. Neurotic.
I think they represent different points of view. So while there may be one who's really down on men, there's always one who's not.
Sure.
You don't care.
I just want this movie to come and go. I just want it to...
It's going
to
come and it's going to stay, my friend. Yeah. That's what it's going to do. Yeah. It's not going to do $300 million, though. That's crazy.
I hope not. Because then they'll make another one. You know? Also on today's Kevin and Bean Show, we have Johnny Knoxville.
That's right.
All right.
Got a DVD release of Jackass Presents Matt Hoffman's Tribute to Evel Knievel. A lot of names in there.
And one big injury.
Talk to him about that. Yep, sure. We got Pau Gasol speaking in the Lakers today.
What?
How about that? Pau Gasol. Game, what is it now? Game four. We need to talk to Nick 2.0. Very excited about this.
3.0, excuse me.
Is it 3 now?
Really?
Yeah.
Like it makes any difference.
He's been upgrading.
Yeah. Like it's been anything but one from the beginning.
But this is one of the first times we've ever contacted Nick because we need something from him rather than the other way around.
Yes. I'm curious to see how this will go.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the program today.
I don't know much about it, but this goes again back to the Lakers. But I was watching the TMZ TV show yesterday, and they had a story about a new Kobe sex scandal with a cheerleader, I guess, who was a Laker cheerleader who recently left right before the playoffs, right at the beginning of the playoffs or something.
A Laker girl.
And everyone is denying it. So I want to kind of get hear from Harvey who's bringing it up and how credible they are. To me, my gut feeling is there's nothing there. But I want to hear what Harvey's got to say about it.
I hope that's the case, because if there is something there, Kobe's going to have to buy another giant jewel.
Yeah, the last thing he wants to do is drop another $4 million on a I'm sorry ring.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
True.
That's coming up this morning. We're going to talk to somebody who runs a website that helps you throw birthday parties for your pet. Birthday parties for your pet.
Right. I'm not down with that. I know you think I am, but...
First of all, way down with it, I'm sure.
I have to look up how old they are. You know, I have to look up their papers once in a while to remember how old they are.
And then when you find out, you...
No.
Psycho Mike is in. Bean is in. Psycho Mike and Bean, both. I've put hats on their dogs.
I do not celebrate birthdays for my dogs only because I don't know what they are. But if I did know their birthdays, I probably would.
Yeah.
I can't deny it.
See, you have to pass the mantle over there.
Listen.
You have to take it off me and give it to Mike. I am not as bad as he is.
You're in the same ballpark.
And Bean, although he doesn't actually place the hat on his dog's head.
Oh, I know. I disapprove greatly, by the way. I really do.
Well, it doesn't carry much
weight.
I'm
very anti-dressing up dogs. I really am.
Pigs, fine. No worries with that.
I felt so bad for Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson, A, because they had to marry each other because they were reduced to that. But B, their poor dog dressed up in some sort of Elizabethan collar. I don't know if you saw
the poor dog
on the front of the cover of People magazine this week.
As a ring bearer, right?
The dog was the ring bearer, and they put the poor dog, like the dog isn't miserable enough having to live with Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson. Even dogs know that's a raw deal right there. This may be the first dog to ever commit suicide. I swear to God. It's bad enough I'm living with a Fall Out Boy guy, but now you're making me dress up and be a ring bearer at a wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
I'm very against dressing up.
It's not right.
No.
Not right.
I agree.
And also Kevin Amin, foreign correspondent, swinging to action again today.
Yes!
I don't know if you were listening last week when we called Mexico and asked him about putting the donkey in jail.
Oh, mm-hmm. We nailed it.
Man, that went well. It went so well, we're going to do it again.
Absolutely.
Later in the show today. Really?
We thought we asked our first 99 questions and got great answers, but there's one question we forgot to ask Lisa, so we're just calling back for a little bit of follow-up.
Right.
I can't believe it. So that's coming up.
Or we called and didn't get through. We got nothing but a busy signal.
I don't think you talked to anyone about anything.
How dare you.
Ever.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat.
Ralph Garman, are you a Valley Boy? Are you official yet?
Don't start with
He's
me.
A Valley Boy.
Don't
freak
out.
I was just asking. I thought that's what you were doing last
don't
week.
Don't give me your attitude. I got no time for you.
You're BS, back one. You're back 30 seconds.
Never, ever, ever, ever move.
So you had a great time?
It's my advice to everyone.
So live in the house you're born in? That's your advice?
Absolutely.
Yeah, moving blows.
Don't ever go anywhere. And ever move. Don't ever put anything in a box. Don't ever have to contact the phone people. Don't ever do that.
Nope.
I'm not effing around when I tell you last week I took some time off because my wife and I bought a new home. It's a lovely home. Mm-hmm. And we have to move into it, unfortunately. Can't just buy them. You got to go live in them. So I am not kidding around when I tell you I talked to the lovely folks at AT&T and I do not want to take them off because I still need phones.
Right.
But I was talking to them, and I said, yeah, I need to get my phones hooked up. It's a new construction home, which means no one's ever lived in there before.
Right.
It's brand new, which is really cool. But the problem is that no one has ever worked out the bugs of this home before. Everything has to be started from scratch. Everything. They got to literally take the phone line from the pole and run it into your house and make sure everything works. So I said to them, yeah, we need that to start happening. And they said, okay, we'll send a technician out. He will be there sometime between the hours of 8 and 8.
Sure.
What?
Not even a 4-hour window? A 12-hour window?
And 8 were the numbers that I got. And I said, all right. And I got a folding chair in an empty house, and I sat it down, and I had a radio and some magazines, and I started waiting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
No. 9, I know how this is
and
10 ending.
And 12. And around 7:30 that evening.
I'm impressed he showed up.
Me too. I was going to say probably didn't even show up in that 12-hour window.
I called to see where the guy was around 7:30 that evening.
Uh-oh.
And they said, oh, no, your phone's already on, Mr. Garman. We do it remotely from the office here. And I said, well, that's not possible because there's no dial tone. And they said, oh, no, that's how we do it. We only send someone out to a home when it's new construction, when there has been new construction.
Wow.
And I said, I told you that's what the case was. And they said, oh, there must have been some miscommunication. Tomorrow we can send out another guy.
Yeah.
Just be available from 8 to 8 tomorrow.
Sure. No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't have any choice.
No, what are you going to do? Live without a phone?
Get mad and storm out.
Yeah, but it was just a week of activities like that.
I've
never been happier to be back at work than I am today. Because I get a day off of having to sit in an empty house and wait for somebody to come and do something that they won't do, even though they promise they will.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Wow.
So it's been that kind of week for me, but good news is it's still not done.
Oh, good. Can't tell you how happy we are to have you back, Ralph. You were very sorely missed.
I literally am happy to be back. I never thought I'd say those words.
Wow.
But
I never did either.
It's better to work than be on that vacation that I just had. That's
it's not much of a vacation.
Don't ever move is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right,
that's my advice. Never move. Stay wherever you are right now. Stay there.
It is 5:54 Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, though it feels like Monday time for our first showbiz beat of the week. What's going on, Ralph?
It does feel like Monday, so let's take a look at the weekend's hot movies anyway as we look at the long Memorial Day weekend box office. Top 10, that Indiana Jones, people sure seem to like him. Since Thursday, Indy and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull has pulled in $152 million here in these United States.
That's not bad.
Worldwide, making about $311.
Oof. Dude.
$311 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. Number two was the Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. Came in $28.6 million for the long weekend. Iron Man had a pretty good weekend as well. Almost $30 million, made it number three. What Happens in Vegas was number four. Then Speed Racer. Boy, has that been a disappointment or what?
I didn't even go see it.
I haven't seen it yet either. There's
too much bad talk about it.
Too busy waiting in an empty room with a folding chair. Maid of Honor was number 6. Baby Mama, number 7. Forgetting Sarah Marshall came in at number 8. Then Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. And The Visitor rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. I'm sorry, what's The Visitor? Maybe I've been out of touch. The Visitor?
I think it's Lisa tells us that it's that actor who played the dad on 6 Feet Under, and it's a small family drama.
It's about people, illegal immigrants, who actually move into his house when he's gone, or his apartment, and he comes back and has to deal with it. But it's actually supposed to be a very sweet, heartwarming
story. Could I get
story.
Illegal immigrants to move into my house and wait for the phone guy?
Yeah, no kidding.
I would pay them like $8 an hour just to sit and wait for the phone guy.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Ralph, that's a great idea, and they can do some lawn work while they're there.
That's right. And then you got furniture you got to wait for.
Yeah.
And I haven't even got it. I don't have television yet. I don't have any television.
Sure.
Still waiting on that whole thing to happen.
Internet, forget it. Internet's a dream.
That's a lifetime away for me. Wow. That's way down there. Everything. You got to wait, and then nothing happens.
Oh. There was a wise man I used to know. I don't know whatever happened to him, but his advice was don't move. I guess you should have heard about that before last week.
Oh, that's excellent advice. It really is. Sad news this morning. I woke up and found out one of my favorite directors of all time has passed away. Sidney Pollack, one of the greats. Not only a great director and producer, but a great actor as well. You don't find a triple threat like that very often. Sidney Pollack, Oscar-winning director, probably best known for directing Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman, one of the funniest comedies ever. Also did The Way We Were with Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford, The Electric Horseman. Boy, I love that movie. 3 Days of the Condor, Out of Africa. I worked with Redford a lot. The Firm, he did with Tom Cruise. Yeah. You may know him as an actor, too. He played Michael Clayton's boss. He played George Clooney's boss in that movie, Michael Clayton, last year. It was very, very good.
Terrific actor. Always great. Great on The Sopranos. I mean, everything he showed up on, you were always happy to see him on the screen.
Didn't even know he was sick, but he passed away this week from cancer, surrounded by his family. So that's good news. But, just bummed. He directed 12 different actors to Oscar-nominated performances.
Wow.
Jane Fonda, Gig Young, Barbara Streisand, Paul Newman, Jessica Lange, Dustin Hoffman, Terry Garr, Meryl Streep, and Holly Hunter. Mm. So, not a bad body of work for Sidney Pollack. Meanwhile, let's talk about some real artists, shall we? Christian De La Fuente from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Had surgery on his injured left bicep Friday morning.
Was he one of the celebrities or one of the professional dancers?
He was one of the celebrities, Bean.
He was.
Everyone knows Christian De La Fuente.
I don't know who he is. I'm sorry.
He was one of the finalists of Dancing with the Stars. If you tear your bicep dancing...
Yeah, well, how do you do that?
You are weak.
How do you do that?
Isn't he a pilot in his Air Force?
Yeah, he's like the Guatemalan Air Force or something, which is like 2 planes. Let's be serious. But come on, he's like this tough guy, and he's like this rugged-looking soap opera star from Univision or Telemundo or one of those places, and he tears his arm dancing.
That is kind of lame.
What a Fruit Loop. Speaking of Fruit Loops, Fall Out Boy.
Oh!
Congratulations. According to the New York Daily News, they made a lot of money this past week when they played a Sweet 16 party.
What?
For a very lucky, not to mention very wealthy, teenager. So, congratulations to Fall Out Boy. I didn't think their credibility could dip any lower until I got the news that they're playing Sweet 16s now.
Oh, my God. So. There are a lot of those acts that will play private parties for the right money. We did a story last week, Ralph, about Elton John making $5 million to open a Russian hotel, for instance. $5 million for an hour's worth.
But playing a hotel?
Yeah, it's different from playing a kid's birthday party, right?
It's different than a Sweet 16 party, which really should be limited to DJs. No offense, Omar Khan.
Well, that girl is going to look back on that. She may already have looked back on that and thought, why did I have Fall Out Boy in my house?
I know.
I could have had anyone.
Oh, I could have gotten the Stones. Today's celebrity birthdays, Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah.
All right. She is 51 years old today. I'm so bummed that he's not talking to you anymore.
Yeah, me too.
You are a Rodney source, and now it's all dried up. Much like Rodney himself.
Yeah, true. But you did get to meet his granddaughter, though, before you guys broke up, which is nice.
Let's see how it goes, though, next time he's on the air. Because he really likes to do that, like, crossover where he promotes his show.
Sure.
So maybe his need to promote his show will still give me the ability to talk to him on the air. But off the air.
So professionally, you may have a relationship, but personally,
off
it's probably
the air, it's
over.
Done. Yeah. It's done.
That's too bad.
And you're always nice to him, too, Mike. It's not like you're a dick when you see him. There's no reason for him to personally not like you.
Oh, seriously.
There?
I always try to be super nice. Even when I see him at Cantor's, I'm always like, hey, Roddy, how you doing, buddy? And I always tell him on the air how much an honor it is to work with him.
Yeah, I mean, but then really you record him.
Hey, guys, you know that we mock him, right?
Always nice to him when you're setting him up and surreptitiously recording him to make fun of him later, Mike. You're always nice to him.
The details.
Bean can never understand how Rodney doesn't love us.
I know.
Because
I would hate us too.
Because everything that we're playing is stuff that Rodney says on the air. It's not like Mike is surreptitiously taping him and then stabbing him in the back with it. It's stuff that Rodney does. Actually, all Mike does is set the trap.
Actually, he does surreptitiously tape him when they have conversations off air.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not like I'm recording him off the air. I mean, Bean's right. He's broadcasting this to people. How could he be upset about stuff that he's saying over the air?
But you've had conversations with him when you haven't been live on the air and you've been running tape and having conversations with him.
You have to have a...
Okay, got you there. Got me there, yeah.
You have to be a complete...
Stop acting like you're so innocent in this.
Same with Bean every time. I don't know why he doesn't like us.
Because we mock the crap out of him.
We, again, are the only ones at this radio station that still cares about him, that still cares that he exists.
So he should thank us?
I'm just saying,
may I have another?
We do more for him than everybody else at this radio station combined. That's all I'm
saying. Do more for him, but it's all bad.
How is it possible for you to have that little insight into people,
Bean? Like getting beaten up and saying, wow, that's the most physical contact I've had in a long time. It's not a hug.
I would hate us. Ralph would hate us.
Absolutely.
Yes. I would hate us.
Lisa would hate us.
This is Asperger's. This is Asperger's.
That's what it is.
Full
bloom. No clue what other people are thinking.
No connection to human emotion whatsoever.
Not at all.
Yeah. You think Kevin likes it when we play all those drops of him screwing up? You think fun? I'm glad that's on the air because that's good. You know, at least I'm getting attention.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I believe he loves it.
He just deals with it.
No.
Where was I? Todd Bridges from Different Strokes.
Yeah.
He's 43 years old today.
Oh, okay.
Paul Bettany, very talented actor from A Beautiful Mind and other feature films, is 37. And Andre Benjamin, Andre 3000 of Outkast, turns 33 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You guys seen the new Weezer video yet, by the way, for Pork and Beans?
I don't think I have.
So funny. Every YouTube sensation video that you've seen in the last year is in it. Either they use clips from it.
Oh, that's funny.
Or they have the actual people who are in singing Pork and Beans with them. Like Tay Zonde, the Chocolate Rain guy, is there. And Chris Crocker, the Leave Britney Alone guy, is there. It's just like one right after another. It's very, very
that's
cool.
That's funny. That's a good idea.
And you ought to go on the YouTube and check it out. And new Weezer coming in June. New album comes out. Big show today. Our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com in just a few minutes talking about the latest Kobe Bryant affair rumors. Johnny Knoxville on the show today. Pau Gasol speaking of the Lakers. We got tickets for you to go see The Cure. And so much more. Straight ahead.
But first. Oh, that would be great if that was playing.
Sure, yeah, it sounded like something was going to play there. It sure did.
Why isn't that working?
I don't
know. It's my Tyra Banks and Big Fat Horse song.
Okay.
Listen, Tyra Banks blows on a lot of levels.
She sometimes is not good.
No, not sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes she's okay.
Sometimes she's bad.
Sometimes she's barely passable, and that's as good as she ever gets.
That's as good as she gets. Most
she's
of the
okay
time, she's
sometimes.
Unbearable.
Sometimes she's a little annoying. Sometimes she's a little screechy. Sometimes
you are
she's a little
crazy out of your mind if you think she's ever close to good.
Yeah.
I've seen her be decent.
Yeah.
Look how he edges his words.
Yeah, but
she's been decent.
Well, I'm not.
But who exaggerates more than Bean? Bean exaggerates times a thousand about everything, and all of a sudden, Tyra's not so bad.
I'm saying there are times where she's tolerable. That's all I'm saying. I'm not jumping up and down saying she's a great broadcaster. I'm just saying she's not always awful every time.
Every time.
I'm pretty sure she is too.
What did she do this time? What's your latest complaint?
Well, first, you remember the fat. You remember that? The whole fat episode where she took a picture.
She put the fat suit on, right?
I'm not sure if it was that one or if it's when she took the picture of her being overweight or whatever and standing up for... People don't have to be so skinny.
Right.
Oh, the bikini shots.
Yeah,
right.
Here's some of the...
And I feel it is so sad that I have to go to this extreme, but I'm doing it to prove a point. As of today's taping, this photo was taken 3 weeks ago. Like, I look at this picture, and I think it's curvy. I think it's beautiful. I think it is hot. I think it is sexy. I do.
F you, you effing bitch.
And she went on some sort of power diet to lose like 11 pounds in that 3 weeks, by the way, since the time she had the photo taken.
So she could come out in her bikini and go, look at me. This is how great I look.
For somebody who's made their living being skinny.
Yeah.
F you. You don't speak for anybody that has any weight.
No kidding.
Oh, God. It just drives me whore.
So then
but
remember.
She's so hot, though. That's the thing.
No.
She's so hot. I have to avert my eyes when Victoria's Secrets is doing a runway show. I have to avert my eyes when she comes. Remember when she dressed up as a man? Remember that?
Yeah.
How great that was.
Have you ever looked at your boyfriend or your husband and wondered, what is it like to be a man? I wanted to know what it was like to be a man, but I felt like I had to do something, and I had to do something extreme. It was time for me to go undercover.
All right, undercover.
I hate the way she talks.
Remember when she was a stripper? Remember that? She went undercover as a stripper. And she was asking girls how they do this. And then she said at the very end, she totally backed out of being a stripper. Even though she was undercover the whole show, she said,
I promoted it. She was going to do it.
I can't do this, y'all. I can't do this. And she turned and walked away. Like, she hasn't been on a runway is basically the same thing as a stripper.
Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
Yeah.
F you. Remember when she made all of her audience members get over their embarrassing, their fears?
Their phobias, yeah.
Their phobias. And she's afraid of dolphins. Remember that? And she would force the audience members to get over their fears and to face them. And then she ran at the end and didn't get over it and didn't face it.
Yeah, she wouldn't get in the water
she's
with the
dolphins. She's so such a just hypocrite, and I just hate her. Well, this time she was talking about embarrassing things that people did. And so what she did was she had audience members fill out a piece of paper of what was one of the most embarrassing things in their life.
Okay.
And they wrote it on the paper and they taped it to their chest. So outward, facing outward. So everyone else could see what they did that was embarrassing. And then Tyra, not to be outdone, and of course not to do it for real because she's a biatch. She has something written down as well, and she's going to do this so that she can, you know, feel what it's like for all the audience members who have something embarrassing written on their chest.
What is the point of that exercise, though, writing embarrassing things and then revealing them to the world? What was her stated goal as to why she wanted people to do that?
I could not possibly have watched that whole show. I got this because soup.
Because if you're in the audience and you hold up the sign, "Oh, I ran over a cat," then what's supposed to happen next? Or was the goal to make the person feel better?
Probably
for confessing.
Probably
maybe?
get it out there so you don't have to worry.
Chest.
Probably. So she comes out and she's going to do that same thing, and she writes something down and she shows her audience members what she's embarrassed.
And I'm about to reveal the craziest place that I have done the deed.
Okay. That's not even embarrassing. That's not even the topic.
No. Right.
Is it?
Getting caught.
The funniest place you did the deed, that's a different topic. Yeah. That's not embarrassing.
Unless the deed is stabbing a homeless guy. Now we're talking.
And I also despise the people in her audience. They're just so... Shut up.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
Part of the problem with watching that show is they scream and yell and cheer constantly.
As if she's doing something good.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's saying, I had sex on the runway. You know, as a model, when she had sex on the runway. That was her most embarrassing
thing.
How
is that embarrassing?
Why, did she do it in front of a lot of people? What?
Someone walk in? Nope.
Now remember, everyone in the audience has something on their stomach that they are, on their chest that they are embarrassed of. Yeah. So then she continues.
Shut up.
So then,
hold on a second.
Did
she say not?
So then Tyra shouts, not!
Okay.
And she gets another piece of paper that says not, and she puts it over the one that said she had sex on the runway. Now, every other person in the audience, something real they're embarrassed about. Tyra, fake embarrassed, didn't happen, not.
All right, I'm very confused now. First of all, who in 2008 is using not? First of all,
Tyra.
Second of all, that doesn't make any sense at all in any way because she was supposed to be revealing something embarrassing, not making up something that's not even embarrassing.
But do you think she would do that? No. Remember the dolphin one when she's afraid of dolphins? Oh, I can't do it. She ran away. Stripper. Oh, I can't go out on a stage. Embarrassing thing on your chest.
Unbelievable.
Here's one. I had sex on the runway. Not.
I am deeply disappointed.
Really?
You're disappointed. You shouldn't be a bit surprised.
Oh, dear God.
Dude, not.
Come on.
And the audience is like, woo!
Right, and then they all went crazy.
Were
and
they
then,
like drugged or something?
And then I'm sure at some point they all went, but wait, I put something, I slept, had an affair with my husband. It's that's on my, and that's not, that's real. All of the audience.
I drowned my five kids in the bathtub and I told, come
Are
on.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Someone's watching this.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big f***ing whore.
Big fat, big fat, big fat, whore, whore, whore. Big fat, big fat, big fat, whore, whore, whore. Not!
Come on. Pete, if that doesn't make you want to take her out, you are not a human being.
I cannot support that behavior. I cannot.
God.
I'm telling you, she's sound down. That's what I'm telling you.
Right now, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Morning, Harvey.
Hey, guys, can I just, before we start,
yeah.
You know I love Ralph, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I love the guy.
But?
It was a little whiny today.
Oh!
He had a horrible, horrible vacation waiting for the phone man. You know what that's like. You can put yourself in his shoes, Harvey.
You know, the economy's tanking. Ralph's upscaling, and he's kind of whiny.
Yeah.
But it's rough to take a week off of a few weeks that you have a year and spend it doing what he had to
do. And waste it, not having a vacation.
Can not doing everything you needed to get done.
I got it. I just making a point. I was
all right. We're just saying moving can make you want to kill people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, Harvey, I'm so glad you were able to squeeze us in today because there's a couple things going on that I'm dying to talk to you about, not the least of which is I missed Dina Lohan and Denise Richards' shows, both debuting last night on E! What's the early word from your readers at TMZ.com? Were they awful shows or good shows?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I'm about to refresh right now. We actually put a poll up on which show sucked more. And it's actually very close, but Dina Lohan sucked a little more than Denise Richards' show.
Okay.
And you know, it's just they're appalling. I mean, Dina Lohan, like the piece of she's just the worst mother ever. Who just completely screws up Lindsay is now going to screw up the other daughter on television, and
yeah.
She's talking about, well, I raised one daughter, I'm going to raise another. So she ends up going on Good Morning America, plugging the show, and nobody from Good Morning America bothered to ask. Gee, isn't it kind of ironic that your older daughter was in rehab three times, got in car accidents, two DUIs, all this other stuff, still going out to bars? I mean, they never asked her anything. And Denise is just awful.
Yeah, she's
really?
Just an ice
awful.
Princess. Yeah. So now, Harvey, you know our taste. Are they bad enough for us to watch, or are they?
Oh yeah,
just...
you'd love it.
No,
love it.
Good. I reported both of them.
All right. The late breaking news that happened over the weekend that I saw on your TV show yesterday, and of course TMZ Television airs weeknights on Channel 11 at 6:30. Was this? It's not your allegation, but you are reporting on another website that seems to indicate that Kobe got a little friendly with one of the Laker girls. Now, what do you know about this story? What's true? What's not? What's happening?
Well, we got wind of this story 2 weeks ago and didn't put it up because. We couldn't confirm it, but Dirty.com put a story basically saying that Kobe, they accused him of having an affair with Lakers cheerleader, ironically named Vanessa, mm-hmm. This 18-year-old girl who just suddenly resigned from the cheerleading squad. So Kobe's lawyer, Adam Streisand, who's related to Barbara Streisand, he sent a cease and desist letter to Dirty.com basically saying, we're going to go after you guys because the story is absolutely false. It's interesting because we actually contacted her and asked her, why did you resign from the Lakers? And she said she wanted to be a host. And my understanding is a host at the Lakers is somebody who kind of takes care of celebrities in the VIP section.
Right.
And if she wanted to, we said, why would you resign if you wanted to be a host right before the playoffs start? Because that's when it's really high profile.
Right.
She mm-hmm. said, well, I just, you know, wanted to pursue other options right now. So, I don't know. The bottom line is that Kobe's people are going after her, but Dirty.com was sticking by the story.
So,
but is there anything...
to the story? I mean, is there any kind of evidence that they've revealed that we got pictures or we have an eyewitness or anything?
Not really. I mean, it's more just what people are, you know, people were saying, or some people were saying inside the camp about, you know, that she suddenly left and then she got taken off the website really quickly. But Kobe is saying it's absolutely not true.
Well, then I believe him because they're in the playoffs. You have to make up your mind. Is it worth believing him? And I don't really care. I just they're in the playoffs. I don't want to see him slow down.
What is your gut on this, Harvey? You've got a pretty good instinct for this.
I don't have one, and I mean because I you know we didn't run the story. That's all I can say.
Okay.
You know, and that's you know Dirty.com did it, and the lawyers are in attack dog mode.
Well, we don't need any kind of distraction this week. I'm sorry. That's all there is when it comes to Lakers. All right, last thing, and then we'll let you get to your morning meeting over there at TMZ. You guys have been doing a lot more than I can process in my little brain about Nick Hogan in jail, hours and hours of conversation between him and his parents on the phone. What's the gist of all this?
All I can say is you have got to go to the website and see this. It's unbelievable. There were 26 hours of conversations between Nick and Hulk and Linda, his mother. 26 hours recorded while he was in jail, and they didn't really know that the recordings would ever be released because they were released by law enforcement. We call law enforcement, and they just said, "Yeah, it's public record. We'll give it to you." And so they were being very candid when they were talking to him, and it is shocking. Hulk is, you know, Nick is saying, "Oh, Daddy, you know, talk to the judge. Can you do something and just get in touch with him so I can maybe be under house arrest?" And Hulk is saying, "Yeah, I'm trying to do it," which is kind of weird. You know, what was he trying to do with the judge? And then, you know, Linda, before I get to Linda, Hulk is then blaming the victim, saying the victim must have been a really bad guy because God was getting back at him. It wasn't Nick's fault. It was God, getting back. Oh, I'm telling you guys, you've got to listen to this. And then Linda is saying that the mother of the victim is a piece of crap, and that Linda is the one who's suffering, and the mother didn't give a you-know-what, and all she wants is money, and Linda's the one who's suffering. And then the grandmother, who's like this truck driver, is like, I don't mean that disparagingly, but she's like, no, I didn't.
Sounds like a huge positive.
What did you mean it like?
I know, I regret the way I said it, because I didn't mean that, but you'll know what I mean when I tell you that Nick said to her that he was eating hot dogs in jail, and then she starts saying, you know what they say about staying away from the hot dogs in jail.
What?
Is his grandmother?
The grandmother. Oh. I mean, you've got to hear this. It's unbelievable.
You know, listening to the parents, it's no wonder these kids take no responsibility.
Totally.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
And how do you spend 26 hours talking to anyone about anything?
He just kept, he was like power dialing. He was just, that's the way he spent the day. And he would go from one call to another call to another call. And he was even talking about doing that. But no, he was on the phone all the time.
Harvey, is this a Florida thing, or is this true in California too, where you can use freedom of information to get those jailhouse conversations of celebrities?
I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. I was actually really surprised that it was released, but it was. And Florida is the first state that I remember that really had the Sunshine Law, which basically makes a lot of things public record. But I'm telling you, you should go on the website and see this thing. And I think you know, and as a matter of fact, on the right rail of our website, there's a picture of Hulk, and we actually put the TV piece from last night on, and you can kind of hear all of those things. But
oh, great.
It's incredible. It's just unbelievable.
It was on the TV show yesterday that I saw the mom, Linda Hogan. I saw her talking about how she was the one that was suffering, not the mom of the dead boy. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable coverage. All right, Harvey. Well, great stuff as always. And if anything late breaks on this Kobe thing, if it turns out there is something to it, please let us know. All right, dude?
Well, look, I'll protect you through the playoffs, I promise you that.
Okay, good. All right, that's all we're asking.
That's all great. We need.
Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, TMZ Television. Have a great day, sir.
Okay, bye. Guys.
Thank you. Pau Gasol from your Los Angeles Lakers coming up today. Kevin, this is your favorite 2 weeks of the whole year with the basketball playoffs and the Stanley Cup going off at the same time. Come on.
Yes, it is. And then it all comes to a screeching halt.
And then nothing.
because baseball is awesome. Did you watch any of those Stanley Cup games over the weekend? Did you see how Pittsburgh got just pasted both
games?
Yeah,
I did.
It's unbelievable. A team can be so good. I mean, Pittsburgh, if you watched the way they were playing up until the finals, you'd go, well, that's a team that's going to run the table. That's a team that can't be beat. And then they go into Detroit. All of a sudden, it's like they got nothing.
Well, Detroit, I don't know if you paid attention during the season, but Detroit had like three of the starting six players on the All-Star team were on Detroit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's just nuts. It's like the Yankees. They're just stacked ridiculously.
Yeah.
Like the Yankees, only good, though. That's the difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, 641 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean Afro Line was on fire over the Memorial Day holiday. Everybody calling up at 323-520-AFRO. Let's see what people want us to know.
Speaking of hockey playoffs.
This is a message to Ralph. I just want to welcome him back to work by just saying, first loss, Ralph! Ha-ha, they're not going to the Stanley Cup! You suck!
Okay. Kind of hurts.
Not enough.
Call back.
Hear that, Ralph? That's the sound of your Flyers. They're dead.
That's insult to injury right there.
It really went quite a ways. It was quite a bit further than anyone else's team. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin. Finally, you break up a band that needs to be broken up. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Because they...
Okay, the story was just that they're taking a year off, that they've been working hard and they need some time off. I don't think really they've broken up this time.
They're not broken up, no.
But Kevin did tell them they needed time off.
Well, they need time off, let's be honest. By the way, have you seen Chad lately? He looks exactly like Will Ferrell.
He sure does.
Dead ringer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Just identical. Wow. Movie news. Oops, sorry. I hate my job news.
Job. Thanks. Feel better.
Hi, Lisa May. I got over it
quickly. Now some movie news.
Transformers 2 in 2010, baby, and Megan Fox is gonna be in it. Oh, yeah! Get some! Oh, Megan Fox! Oh, baby! Yeah!
I'm with you there, dude.
That's worth it, pretty much, there.
Girls who have sex with multiple partners in exchange for butt hash.
That's almost the very definition of it.
Reference to the Hasselhoff call.
Yeah.
Talking about his car getting impounded. A lot of people went to see the Indiana Jones movie over the weekend.
Ooh, you smell that? Jeez, it's somewhere like mad. Whew, Indiana Jones just cut a big one. Damn. That's dumb. Whew, man, I gotta go watch Iron Man or something.
Yeah, somebody needs to tell Steven Spielberg not every movie has to end with a spaceship flying away.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
He loves that.
Honestly. Enough already.
Hey, you gotta talk about Ellen's wedding, man. I don't know if you know this, but they're not gonna be serving any champagne out in those special fountains. They're only gonna be serving Clamato.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long time between now and Ellen and Porsche's wedding with those kind of calls coming in.
Our intern, Beer Mug, has been just shattering Guinness World Records every Friday. Oh, wait, he's not said any.
Beer Mug. He's a bitch. Bitch. Can't break. He's a bitch. What a bitch.
I thought with matzo balls, I thought we were right in his wheelhouse last week. You know, being a good observant Jew, I thought that would be the one that he would just crush. The record, if I recall correctly, was 21 in five and a half minutes.
Yep.
He ate two. That's the pace at which Beer Mug operates.
He was doing really well when he was getting halfway to the record. Now he's nowhere near that even.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So he felt very bad about that over the weekend and called in.
Hey, it's Mug. And I'm sitting here thinking... I have let you guys down, and I haven't done a full showing of what I have to do when it comes to shoving mass amounts of down my throat. And I'll tell you what, straight up, basically, next thing you guys give me, you put my way, I shall conquer. I must conquer. If not, Kevin, you can make me lick off anything in the studio.
Oh.
That's gross.
We're not interested in doing that, Beer Mug. We're not trying to punish you. We are trying to support you. We want you to break a record.
But he calls as if it were 21 matzo balls and he ate 19 and a half.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like if he
like
just gives
so close.
If he just gives it a little extra effort, then he can he's nowhere near, if he gives a little if he doubles his output, he gets 4 out of 21.
Yeah.
Right. He still comes up woefully short. By the way, this is we haven't mentioned this much, but listener after listener after listener emailing us, they're breaking records left and right at home. I mean, it's not like it can't be done. They're willing to come in and do it, but we're still putting our faith in Beer Mug. I don't know at what point we need to wake up and just smell the failure.
I think maybe we need to have people email, you know, Alex, and tell her that they can bring in like 6 of them on Friday and have them all take on Beer Mug. And see how many of them can
maybe.
Be,
yeah. We got to mix it up. Maybe that's what he needs. Maybe he needs competition. He needs something to pace himself against instead of just his own very, very, very slow internal clock.
Dude, this is a new level for the mugs. This is a mess.
No Vegas, you don't.
And it's the return of Ralph Garman, rightfully in his place on the throne,
I'm not on the throne anymore. I am out now. I've already gone.
I didn't mean the bathroom. You're the king of the showbiz news. Here he is with today's report. Good morning, Ralph.
Here's the thing about being on vacation.
Good.
And you guys have all experienced this because we've talked about it before, but you're watching something or you're experiencing something and you're like, wow, I need an outlet for this feeling I have.
Right.
It's so nice to have the show because you can get on the radio and talk about stuff that you passionately care about. Mm-hmm. And when you can't do that in your real life, you end up just going talking to yourself like an idiot, walking around.
That's why you get a blog, Ralph. That's the answer there.
No.
Sure.
I would not inflict that upon anyone. But I was watching television last night and I said, I can't wait to come back on the air tomorrow to talk about the Denise Richards.
Oh, you saw it?
The block of Denise Richards and Living Lohan back to back on E.
Fantastic.
Wow!
Really?
Here's the thing. At least now we know for sure that Ryan Seacrest has as much talent as a producer as he does as a radio television host. Talk about god-awful television.
Really?
It's not bad enough to be good.
No?
It's not bad enough to be interesting.
Oh, really? It's bad.
It's just deadly dull. The Denise Richards show, first of all, should clinically have to remove the word TV show from the title of that because it is not a TV show.
What happens? They just follow her around?
They just follow her around, and nothing is going on in her life. Nothing.
Okay.
And I'm telling you how desperate they are for material for that show. On episode 1, the story was basically about her trying to get her potbelly pig pregnant.
What?
That's what the episode was about, and her going on a blind date. And I swear to God, they must have had 15 minutes of filler footage of just her animals roaming around her house. She's got like 10 dogs and 8 cats and 2 pigs and all this stuff. And I was thinking to myself, other than Bean, no one would be interested in the storyline about her trying to get her pet pig pregnant.
Yeah, that seems lame. I would be against it. I don't think you should ever get your pets pregnant.
Well, she was very bummed. She's got a male and female pig, and the female pig wasn't pregnant, so she went out to get a stud pig to bring home to get the pig pregnant. And
that's what the world needs is more pigs.
They have to catch the potbelly pig. She has this mobile vet on call at all times.
Right.
And he shows up and they have to catch the pig and inject it with the sedative. So they sedate the pig and then they give the pig an ultrasound to see whether the pig is pregnant or not.
Oh,
and turns out,
geez.
No, the pig is not pregnant. And I was like, why are they doing that to the pig? Why don't they just wait and see if little pigs come out?
What's the
That's
point?
How you know your pig was pregnant, when little piglets come out.
By the way, stud pig is opening up for the cure.
Well, if we've learned anything now, Ralph, it's that Charlie Sheen made the right call.
Boy, and she comes off like just the bitch that we think she is on that show, I'll tell you.
I don't think she can do anything else.
The Living Lohan show afterwards?
Just as good?
Wow. It is stunning the level of dysfunction in that family and also the total lack of self-awareness that Dina Lohan has. It's amazing.
It sucked.
She was talking to somebody on the phone. And she goes, I really can't be your manager right now because I don't think I could give you the time and energy that you deserve. I was like, you can't be anybody's manager because they're not your children. You're not a manager. You're a mother of a daughter who happened to get lucky in show business. You're not some manager.
Yeah.
Stop pretending you're in show business. hateable woman, hateable.
They're both hateable, yeah.
And her little, yeah, her 14-year-old is so screwed up. She's like, Lindsay, my sister Lindsay's my role model. I want to be just like her. Yeah. I was like, are you aware that your sister has been in rehab and car accident and is just a confused bisexual alcoholic?
Airtight, airtight.
Airtight?
Airtight, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, just horrible
it
television.
Sucked.
But then at least Chelsea Handler follows on E.
Oh,
so you that's got, a 1-2-3 punch right there.
Here's what they need to do. Lock up E. The studios and the network, just lock it up and then hand the keys over to Joel McHale. Because he's the only thing to keep that show, that network on the air. There's no reason for that network to be on the air otherwise, other than the 25 biggest celebrity oops or whatever they're doing.
Joel is the best, by the way. But have you seen, we got to pick on him about those E commercials where they're all at the carnival.
What are they calling it? The E-Funival or the Fun Zone or something. That's a horrible name for their summer programming. The E-Funstival or something.
And it's him and Seacrest and Chelsea Handler like
eating cotton
carnival
candy.
Games?
Yeah, along with Kim Kardashian.
No, he's not happy about that.
He's miserable.
All right, we'll bring him in.
Talk about people who can't be happy. I'm doing no show business here. I apologize. But
let's all share his stories.
A lot of stuff pent up. I'm flipping around the channels, and I get onto the 101 channel on DirecTV,
which
was just dedicated programming. And
that's okay. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, is no longer on channel 101.
I'm not sure.
It isn't.
They moved it.
Like 312 or 1-2 something.
Really?
But it's still the 101 channel.
That's bad.
I don't understand.
Anyway, the 101 strikes me as like early days of ESPN. When they were just desperate to fill the time they had allotted on a 24-hour channel, so they would put anything on.
Right.
They had on the 101, I believe it was last night or the night before, the draft for the gaming teams, the professional video gaming teams.
No.
The draft?
The draft for it. As if it was like the NFL draft day where teams have to pick people and they come out of the audience and they give them t-shirts and hats, like jerseys.
Really?
And they join Team Venom. You're representing Team Venom in Dallas. And they had guys doing commentary about the choices that the video gaming teams were making.
They took it seriously? They weren't
100%.
Being funny? 100%. Wow.
Your color commentator, Andrew Siciliano.
No!
Oh, no kidding.
Your host up on the stage welcoming each of the draftees as they got picked by teams. Striker.
Really?
K-Rock's Striker, who apparently has a genetic inability to refuse any job offered to him.
Wow.
That's what happens when you work with Dr. Drew long enough, is you catch it from him.
It was horrible television.
I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
Not a hit. Not going to keep watching it.
And now Team Venom has chosen Akmar Abdullajad. From Huntington Beach.
We might need to
Congratulations. Here's your jersey and your hat. How do you feel? Well, I feel nervous. I don't know what point of the draft they're going to take me, but I'm looking forward to playing some games.
But they were doing it tongue-in-cheek.
No.
They knew it was funny.
No.
Andrew Siciliano?
Andrew Siciliano.
All right, we need to talk to him, too.
And
he's
Striker.
Got a long offseason. It's not just the NFL players that don't work at this time of year.
I'm sorry. I know we're late, but we got to talk to Jeffrey Ross, too. I watched him last night host the awards for the best movie trailers. It was an award
show.
What?
Oh, no.
I watched on My Network last night the,
oh, come on.
The movie trailer awards. And they just and best horror film movie trailer goes to
Midnight Meat Train?
No, horror.
Wow. That's some good TV we're watching.
I think there's too much TV is the problem.
Well,
yeah.
And not
sweeps
enough
are over.
To put into
sweeps
it.
Are over. There's nothing out there right
the
now.
Gaming
I guess.
Teams draft.
I don't even understand what the gaming team is, Ralph. What do they do
there
once they are selected?
You know, like, what's the dude's name? Not Serenity.
Fatality.
That's it. This dude is a professional gamer.
They have tournaments.
They have tournaments and they go and they compete for big cash prizes. And so apparently there are organized teams of gamers that they put out there to compete in these tournaments. And they had the gamer draft this weekend.
You're making that up.
I swear to you.
You were on NyQuil.
You
don't remember.
I wish I were.
Wow.
Striker up there. Hey, how did you feel about being drafted?
But he was kidding about it. I mean, they knew it was a joke.
Ellen DeGeneres run out of discs for you to play.
Took away your records.
Speaking of television, how would you like to be on the new Fox game reality show, which I don't think we could be more excited about a game other than this. The Human Tetris Game Show.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes.
Cool.
Fox is doing an American version of the Human Tetris Game Show, which you know, we love from Japan.
Yep.
You can see on the K-Rock Internet Roundup. I think we still have the clips.
Yeah, there's a link up there.
Yes, we do.
They're having an open call this Sunday, June the 1st, from an 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So all day long at Dave & Buster's in Irvine, which is at 71 Fortune Drive in Irvine, California. For more information, you can go to Fox.com or you can just go down there. But if you're not familiar with it, it's a moving wall that comes towards you. And you need to position your body so that you get through the hole in the wall. And that's what they get, the Fox is calling the game show, Hole in the Wall. So
there's a cutout of like a guy with his arms all weird.
Weird position. You got to match that position so that you pass through the hole in the wall.
Do they have the pool of death that
I
they get
believe they do have the
into?
Pool of death and everything else as
oh,
well.
That's great.
So Fox doing the right thing and bringing us Hole in the Wall. And you can be a competitor. I think, Kevin, you need to compete. I think you need to go down.
I would love that, A. And B, I rented Hole in the Wall over the weekend.
Did you? How was it?
Not very good, to
Did
be honest.
A good time for you? All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we?
We have no time.
Holy crap, look at the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow, I apologize, people.
It was all showbiz related.
Come back in an hour or so and I'll have plenty of stories for you that actually have something to do with something. Today's celebrity birthdays, real quick. Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees. All right. Is 51 years old today. Todd Bridges turns 43. Paul Bettany, very talented actor, is 37. Sean Kinney of Alice in Chains turns 42. And Andre Benjamin, Andre 3000 of Outkast, turns 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, let's talk about Tyra again just for a second. I don't know if you heard that audio a second ago, Dave, but Tyra Banks is bad. And she did a show where people had to put a piece of paper that had the most embarrassing thing they've ever done on their chest. And then she did the same thing. And she said, oh, the most embarrassing thing I ever did was have sex on a runway.
I had sex on a runway. That was me.
On the runway.
On the runway, people. Can you believe it?
On the runway.
On the runway.
And then
she, yeah.
And then she
not
shouted,
"Yeah, Dave."
Then
no.
She shouted, "Not."
Look, normally I would bash Tyra with you, but she used "not," and I'm bringing it back, and I'm glad Tyra's bringing it back as well. I'm bringing back "not."
How do you?
Why?
Because
it's funny.
It's funny in how lame it is. You mean
yes?
No. How do you decide what words you're going to bring back?
Yeah, you know what? I was just hanging out, chilling, and I was like, man, this world would be a better place if we brought back "not," "far out," "rad," which is a success.
You're already working on "rad."
Yeah, it's a success. It's that one's you could.
I gotta tell
you,
just around the world now. Is
yeah,
it?
Just you know, the world would be better. You know, thinking back to the '80s, and the world was a better place
because people were saying "not."
Yes,
I gotta tell you, I was never one time did I find that funny. Anyone
me
that
neither.
Said "not,"
me neither.
I want to punch him in the face.
No way, dude.
Seriously,
"not." Yeah, see. See how good that is?
But, Dave, the nature of slang is that words are replaced by other catchphrases that then become popular for a while, and then people get tired of those and move on to something else. There's no real need to go back and do retreads. I mean, I don't understand why not start something new rather than try to bring tubular back or whatever you're interested in. I mean, why not? If you're doing "not" and "rad," why not tubular?
Because tubular is not as rad as "not."
Not
okay,
is,
I'm getting confused.
I just not is so dumb.
No,
and here's the other thing that I like. Dave, who I mean, he doesn't even have his own show. He's comes on our show occasionally. He's trying to start a word. I mean, let's.
By the way, dude, I already sent the message out to the network.
I know,
and it's on.
Yeah, I know.
It's on.
Dave calls it the network, by the way.
But Dave News Network.
We are looking at the Kevin and Bean. What is it? A bulletin board
group? Yeah, Kevin group? Bean group on MySpace.
On MySpace. Which I've never gone to once.
No, you should. You shouldn't. Yeah.
Hey, people. Dave, the King of Mexico, writes. I think I'm going to bring back a couple of words from the dead, and I need your help. During this long 3-day weekend, try using the word "rad," "far out," and "what's up."
Well, I got your back on that one, Kim.
But the most important one to bring back is "not." I already succeeded with "rad," so don't worry about that one too much. But give the others a try. You'll like them. I promise. I really want to get them on the Kevin and Bean show, too. Kevin hates these words, and it's funny when I use them. So if you call in for What a New Nephew or other topic, be sure to use these. Come on, people. Let's start a revolution. "Rad, King of Mexico."
You see how happy we are already just by using these words? Think about the world. Come on.
Think about the world.
Somehow gas will go down, the price of gas.
Yeah.
People won't lose their homes, and everything will be good again.
It's cool.
Barry Valentino writes, "What's up, King of Mexico? I think you're totally rad." Not.
But they're using it, and that's why it's awesome.
But Dave, help me out here. I need some deeper context here.
Yes.
Tell me specifically why Knot needs to come back. What is great about Knot that you think it needs to be have a place in our hearts in 2008?
Because it's just so damn funny, dude. It's just funny. It's even better when...
It wasn't funny once.
It's even better when, the most random people use it. Like, if your grandma would use it, that'd be the best.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Honestly.
Dave, when was Knot popular the first time around?
Ooh, I don't even remember. What was it?
Anyone want to take
early
a guess?
90s.
Early 90s.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
For about a week, by the way.
And when you used to see Knot, and I'm sure it was in TV commercials at the time, I don't really remember Knot back then, but did you used to see it and just roll on the floor laughing because it was so hilarious that somebody said something and then at the last second turn it all around backwards because you had Knot word?
Yes, dude.
Did it kill you? Did it slay you back then?
I would roll on the floor laughing. My stomach would hurt.
It hasn't been funny one time. I mean, it was one of the dumbest things that's ever been said. But here's my question for you, King.
Yes.
How little do you have going on in your life that you're going on the MySpace bulletin boards and imploring Kevin and Bean fans to bring back Knot? Have you done everything else there is to do in this world?
You know why, dude? It's because I'm rad. And, you know, I just want to be the guy... responsible for the revolution of making the world a better place.
Tyra, you're right again.
Honestly.
See how well that works?
Yeah, that was
and
great.
And it's funny.
No.
Look, everyone's laughing in here.
No.
Mike's laughing.
Well, he's laughing at you.
Yeah, we're not laughing with you, Dave. Listen, if you can take any advice from Kevin and Bean, and you know, we're not only your bosses, but we're your friends, and I hope that you consider
us that
way.
I'm not his friend anymore.
I hope you'll consider us your friends, and I hope you'll know that we're coming from a good place when we suggest this, Dave. Stop it.
Don't be bad. To stop being bad.
Well, when the network calls in and says, "What's up?"
What's up? What's up?
You know, everybody, you got to have a guy. If you got a plumbing problem, there's got to be some guy that you need. If you got trouble with your car, there's got to be a guy that you can trust that you can go to. Well, we're lucky that we have a phone guy on staff. We have a guy that we can go to for all phone problems. Because Lisa, ma'am, all right, you got yourself some trouble, right?
I do. I have a phone that does not have Bluetooth.
Right.
Maybe the only phone left on Earth.
Right.
And I got this new gizmo in my car that requires Bluetooth. And so I went to Verizon, who's my wireless provider, and I said, "I need your help. I need a new phone." And they said, "Yeah, you're going to have to pay full retail prices until October of 2009. Because I got
October
my phone.
October of 2009?
Yeah. So the cheapest phone they will sell me, $200.
I know. And that's crappy.
Yeah.
It's odd.
I'm not doing it.
If you sign up for a service, they'll give it to you and they'll write you a check for like a grand.
Right.
If you don't sign up for the service, they'll take every penny you have. It's
but
absurd.
You already have a customer. Yeah, you're already a customer. They ought to sell you any of the phones that they have for cheap because you're already a customer.
I know.
But you couldn't extend your... deal?
No, I guess because I did it just this past October.
Right.
It's just too soon.
Okay.
And so they figure they got me by the balls and I'll pay $200.
Well, clearly that's not going to happen. I don't blame you.
Because I don't have those.
The good news is we got a guy.
We happen to
have a phone guy. And it's, ladies and gentlemen, Nick 3.0, back on the Kevin DeBean Show on the World Famous Carrot. He's the guy that we fell in love with all those years ago because he carries the phone out in front of the cell. He carries a sign out in front of the cell phone store. And we've kept him on retainer ever since for an occasion just like this. How are you, Nick?
I'm good. I had a great weekend.
What'd you do?
Good. Glad we asked.
I saw Indiana Jones twice. I went to the Laker game and I rode a lot.
Wow.
Went to the Laker game. Why did you see Indiana Jones twice?
I like it. I like Indiana Jones. I'm sorry if it's wrong to like the new Indiana Jones movie. I'm sorry.
It's not wrong. You're allowed to have your own opinion. I think we're just curious. That's all. Sometimes people will go because, hey, I promised my other friend I'd go with him too, but I'd already seen it, so I went to see it again. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you could see it twice. We were just asking.
I've been waiting years to see the new Indiana Jones movie.
How funny was it when they were having a gun battle from 4 feet away with machine guns?
Couldn't hit
anything. 4 feet away, like a 2-minute battle. No one got hit.
Yeah.
It's
That is some bad shooting, my friend. All right, Nick, well, listen, you hold a sign out in front of what store?
AT&T.
AT&T, okay.
Now, hold on a sec. Lisa, you're Verizon, though, right? But we were told that Nick was the same company that you needed.
Well, she could come in, and I could probably, like, get her a discount because I, like, know everyone who works there.
There you
know?
Go. See, maybe she needs to change.
Wait a second. Hold on, Nick. What do you mean you know everyone who works there? Don't you work there?
I worked there, but I don't sell cell phones. I hold the sign. I mean, I have a lot of friendships with people who sell cell phones, you know?
Right. So you're connected. You got a guy.
Yeah, basically, you know, I bring in business for the store, and I was told that, you know, basically, even though I'm the lowest paid person at that store, essentially, I am the face of that store.
Well, certainly. You're sure. The face of the Kevin and Bean Show as well, by the way. Don't you ever forget that. So I didn't realize that you were the wrong company, though. That's probably not going to help Lisa at all.
No, because I have at least a 2-year contract with Verizon.
Can't you find some way out of that contract?
No.
Yeah, they make that easy, don't they?
They do. That's a very simple thing to find.
It's just a phone call, man. Oh, Miss May? Yes, of course. We'd be happy to let you drop your service with no penalty. Absolutely. Why don't you go and sign with AT&T?
So, Nick 3.0.
Shoot,
really
I thought we had a guy.
More like a 2.0.
I'm not a miracle worker.
Yeah. No, we thought you were. We thought you were a miracle worker.
All right. Well,
we were going to offer Lisa.
Yeah, that's okay. I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Yeah,
we were going to offer Lisa to hold your sign for like a day or something.
In exchange.
She can just come in anyway.
And by sign, we mean Wang, of course.
Sure, of course, yeah. Yeah, I don't think, but Nick, you're missing the point. We thought you were the same company as Lisa.
Yeah. You're not.
But since you're not, that's not going to work.
It's our error. We got bad information. It's not your fault, Nick.
It's not my fault, you know?
Okay, listen.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, but here's what we want you to do. We want you to start holding a sign for Verizon.
If you could do that for me, maybe by next week, that would be awesome.
And do it quick, because Lisa needs a phone.
Any more than, we could do that, but, you know.
Okay.
I don't
know. All right. We need a new guy. Hey, thanks, Nick 3.0. Great to talk to you. We need a new guy. If you work for the Verizon and you can help Lisa not have to pay an outrageous amount to get a Bluetooth-enabled phone, that's the help that we're looking for. Apparently, it's not Nick.
Why
do
they stick it to you, really? I mean, this is the company you're with.
I know.
You're with this company. You have service through them.
Right.
And they're going, you know what? You want a new one?
Gotcha.
We're going to shove it right up your ass. You go, what? Hey, wait. I'm a customer.
I know.
Well, that blows.
Mike writes in, hey, guys, how can Lisa be in a phone contract that doesn't end until sometime in 2009 and have a cell phone that doesn't yet have Bluetooth? Did her mom and dad buy her a special phone with only 3 buttons so it's not too complicated for her when she's riding on the short bus with all of her window-licking friends to work? Wow, even the cheapest phones have Bluetooth these days. What's up?
That is questionable.
Well, I just had the thing that plugged in, and I didn't care. And the last time I got a new phone, I didn't want a new phone. I had to get it because my old one just crapped out.
Right.
And I just use it as a phone.
But it's like trying to buy a phone over the last few years without Bluetooth is like trying to buy a black and white only television, Lisa. It's very difficult to do,
well,
I think, is what Mike's point is.
That difficult because I managed.
Lisa can do it.
Yeah.
If anyone can.
Pau Gasol from your Los Angeles Lakers coming up, plus tickets to The Cure. It was a big weekend for a friend of the Kevin and Bean Show. The great Bob Dylan celebrated his birthday on Saturday. We were not on, of course, because it was the weekend, but we're going to ask Mr. Dylan to join us on the phone right now so we can wish him his props and his happy birthday. Good morning, Bob.
Kenny.
How's it going?
Good weekend.
I didn't get any of that except for weekend. How was your birthday, Bob?
Party, Marty.
Party hardy Marty. Okay. Yeah.
And how old are you now, Mr. Dylan?
84.
What?
84?
54.
34. 311. I heard 311. Ringing 7.
It sounds like 311. I think Mike is right. You had 311 play at your party?
Okay.
33.
You look older than that.
43, 53, 63, 73.
Seesaw.
you're seesaw old?
You had a seesaw.
67. Oh, 67. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. If you can say it like that, why didn't you do that at the beginning?
So, Bob, what kind of stuff did you do at your party? Do you have a lot of friends over? Do you have a band play? Is it kind of low-key? How do you celebrate?
Yeah, we got them. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Boogie Oogie Oogie?
Yeah, dance and drink and smoke and again time and don't celebrate the big day, boy.
Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then a happy time theme, Dean radio show.
And that's right, you're still doing that that radio show.
Yeah.
You pick a theme, you tell stories, you play music, all
yeah, this theme comes out tonight.
I'm
no. What was the theme of this past weekend show, Bob?
Mayonnaise.
You just showing mayonnaise? How many songs are there?
Well, birthday.
Movies.
Mayonnaise party.
A birthday party.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like yours, of course.
Yeah,
well, of course.
That,
sure. That totally yeah. makes sense. All right. What
song like this?
Well, yeah. That's a great Beatles song, of course, Bob. Well, that makes sense, of course. Of course, once you play that, aren't you pretty much out at that point?
No, I'm a diver.
We gon' celebrate your party with
you. Oh, I see.
Sing along on the radio show too, do you?
Oh yeah,
because we could understand the words if you weren't singing, but then when you add your voice to it, we don't understand what they're saying.
No, you gonna sing loud. That time, party time, teen, happy time, lemonade hour.
I don't think that's
all right.
The
so
name
you got some
okay.
cool in the gang. Right. What else?
Hey, Bob, you don't know any of those lyrics? Bob,
it's your birthday.
Bob,
what are you doing?
Bob, seriously, hands.
Don't do that.
Hands.
Boom, boom.
What?
Boom, boom.
Bottle full of Bud?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right.
You know what I did in the green game?
What?
Now you must throw away your
best. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Great. I had a thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bob, you may need to stop singing. In fact, you may need to stop talking.
Yeah, really.
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think right, Bob.
Okay, that's we don't need to hear the whole Bob. Okay, Bob. Now what's happening here?
You don't have to sing the whole song, do you?
Yeah,
Bob?
Yeah.
You like the pink, huh?
Oh, yeah. Pink.
Oh, no.
Not sure what you just said.
I don't know what he said.
I know what
said. If Mike got it, I don't think I want to know.
So hey, Bob, what happened?
You all right?
Right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Pau Gasol coming up just at the top of the hour. Very excited about
Pau.
That. Pau Gasol.
The only man with a name is a sound effect.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's correct.
Ralph is back from vacation, as you can tell. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on this morning, Ralph?
Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over this long Memorial Day weekend, shall we? Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Printing Press. Just making more money than anyone has a right to. It made $126 million over the weekend, $151 million since Thursday.
That's not bad.
Worldwide, it's made about $311 million.
Dude. Ralph, I saw a headline on the CNN yesterday that it was the second largest Memorial Day opening ever in the United States. I did not hear what was number one. Do you happen to know?
Yes.
What held the record? Because I did not hear.
Yes, it was one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, really? Okay.
I forget which one.
Yeah.
May have been the second one, I want to say, maybe. I can't really be sure.
I don't get the sense that word of mouth on the indie movie is going to maybe drive a lot of people to the theater now, though.
Yeah, gosh, they only made $300 million.
Right.
They should be worried now. It doesn't matter about word of mouth. Boom, they got it. They got their money. The rest is all gravy, baby.
Yeah.
And then DVD sales and merchandising, what have you, they'll be fine. Second at the box office, a distant second, was Chronicles of Narnia. Prince Caspian made $28.6 million. Iron Man made an additional $25.7 million. Made it number three at the box office. Then What Happens in Vegas, Speed Racer, Maid of Honor, Baby Mama, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, and The Visitor, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Sad news for movie fans today. We got word that Sidney Pollack, Oscar-winning director, producer, and actor, who was excellent at all three of those things, passed away of cancer at his home here in California yesterday. And guy directed over 40 films, some of Hollywood's most memorable. Tootsie, of course, with Dustin Hoffman dressing up in drag to play a woman on that soap opera. Sure. Also played Dustin's agent in that film, as well as directing it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The Way We Were, 3 Days of the Condor, Out of Africa, which won him two Oscars, The Firm. And most recently, you probably saw him in Michael Clayton, if you saw the George Clooney movie, where he played Clooney's boss, the lawyer that Clooney works for in that film, Michael Clayton. Here's a little clip of Sidney Pollack.
We don't straighten the settlement out in the next 24 hours, they're going to withhold $9 million in fees. Then they're going to pull out the video of Arthur doing his flash dance in Milwaukee. They're going to sue us for legal malpractice. Except there won't be anything from the wind, because by then the merger with London will be dead. We'll be selling off the furniture.
He's a downer.
Yeah, man.
He was great. Great movie. By the way, he also was the executive producer on Cucamonga Heat. I don't know if you mentioned that or not.
No, right? I did not.
He did not
that.
Direct that one, but he was the executive producer of that.
So he oversaw the production?
He
wow.
did.
Oh, yeah. I'm here great. To tell you no one oversaw the production of that.
Yeah, there was
not
no
a person.
Overseeing. No
overseeing. Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan.
Right. We don't have time for that. Sorry.
You want to be a member of the human Tetris?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Badly.
You've probably seen this clip if you've gone to our internet roundup on the website, but this is a Japanese game show where you have to sort of fit yourself through a design in a wall. If you don't, the wall is moving towards you, knocks you into the pool of death. Well, Fox, God bless their little hearts, are taking that idea and making an American version of that game show. It's called Hole in the Wall, and if you'd like to participate, you need to grab yourself two friends. They're casting teams of three. That's how they play this game.
Oh, that's right.
Teams of three can go down to the open call, which is at Dave & Buster's in Irvine, California. It's 71 Fortune Drive, Irvine, California. You can go to Fox.com for more casting information, or you can just show up Sunday, June the 1st at 11 a.m., 11 to 6 p.m. They'll be holding auditions for teams of three for Hole in the Wall. We got to talk to those guys.
Yeah.
We love that idea.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome. Today's celebrity birthday, Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees.
All right.
He's 51 years old today.
Did Omar wear his guyliner today in honor of Susie?
Oh, yeah. And he's got, he dyed his hair black and it's all looking goofy and everything.
Oh, no, that's normal.
That's every day when he wears that. Todd Bridges of Different Strokes is 43 years old today. What you talking about, Todd? Paul Bettany from A Beautiful Mind and other feature films is 37. Sean Kinney of Alice in Chains is 42. Andre 3000, Andre Benjamin of Outcast, or Outclass,
sure,
will, is 33 years old today. And our pal Adam Carolla also celebrates his 44th birthday today. I don't know whatever happened that day. Yeah. He was on Dance with the Stars for a while.
Lost track.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Then I think...
that movie about boxing, I think.
Yeah, The Hammer, he was in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know.
He got deported.
Really?
Yeah, I heard.
Back to the homeland?
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's he from
North
again?
Hollywood.
The last place you want to be sent.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One oh 6.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Sorry, talking about the Lakers there. Apologize.
Why talk about the Lakers when we can talk to a Laker? How about the big intro?
To Lakerland. He had to come across the globe to become an NBA player.
Paul Gasol. It's a defensive assignment, but he can't stop the sledgehammer from down by Paul Gasol.
Feel pretty good. I rested a little bit last night, I'm just happy to be here with the team.
You can just see the speed of the Lakers out on the open court. Ramanovic, and there is Gasol, their big man, running the floor.
Gasol with a no-look assist.
We have a wonderful team, and I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to join the team and hopefully, make the team better and have a great opportunity to make and accomplish something really special.
The Lakers are going to the Western Conference Finals, back where they belong.
Game four of the Western Conference Finals are tonight in San Antonio. Your Los Angeles Lakers versus the defending champion San Antonio Spurs. And on the line from Texas, we're happy to welcome the Lakers' Pau Gasol on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes.
Good morning, Pau. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you
doing? How's Texas today, dude?
Texas today so far is good. Pretty hot and humid.
What, let's face it, everybody knows the home court advantage means so much, but it has really never been more evident than in the series you've had going on against the Spurs. Talk about a difference between games two and games three. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 50-point swing when you look at it, but it does make a difference. The home court, you know, it's just, it's determinant, and we try to take advantage of it, having it. But we are also trying to, you know, be successful on the road, as far as that is, especially against the defending champs.
The Lakers won game two 101-71.
Wow.
And then the Spurs won game three 103-84. It just seems like it's not possible.
Like, how can they be the same guys out on the floor, right?
Right, exact same teams, you know, within a couple of days of each other. That just doesn't seem possible.
Well, it is. It is. I guess that's the interesting part about basketball. And, you know, at this point of the year, you know, we're playing against a great team, and obviously they didn't have their best game on game two, and we didn't have our best game on game three. And, you know, some players stepped up on their team, and some players on our team didn't do the best of the job. So hopefully, you know, we'll see how that goes. Every game is a different story.
Powell, we were talking to your friend Lamar Odom last week, and we made the comment that since you joined the team midseason, and by the way, happiest day for Laker fans, they didn't even know at the time how significant that addition was going to be. But we were talking to Lamar about how it seemed like from game one, you meshed so well with the other guys that you had never played with before. Is that just a poor observation from a fan's perspective, or did it seem to you like it didn't take much time at all for you to be up and running at full speed with these dudes?
I was just excited, you know, to have that opportunity and join this great team. And, you know, I couldn't believe it at first, but I was ready to take the challenge and enjoy it and give my best. So, that's the way I approached it, and it worked out well.
How did it come down to you? You were playing in Memphis, and they just come and say, the Lakers want you, and you said, I'm gone.
Bye-bye.
Something like that?
Not quite. It was just, you know, the guy just told me, the general manager, Chris Wallace, told me, you just got traded to the Lakers. And I'm like, you know, I thought it was, I don't know, I was just shocked. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
So you hadn't heard any rumors? They hadn't talked to you about it? You didn't know it was in the works?
No. I was, I didn't expect it. I was just caught me off guard. Totally.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty amazing.
Now, was there any part of you that was a little bummed because you had really put down some roots in Memphis after all those seasons, or was it you couldn't wait to cut Tennessee and leave it in your rearview mirror?
No, it was. I was disappointed first. I was disappointed because the first feeling it was, it was. You're just sad. You know, you're sad. I was there for 6.5 years. Things didn't go always the way I wanted to. I had high expectations, and both parts, I think we try to make it work as hard as we can. But the first feeling is, you know, they kind of gave up on me a little bit, you know, and that was tough for a few minutes for a while. But then also the great opportunity part of the deal kicked in, and how excited I was, and obviously I was not having the greatest of the time in Memphis the last couple of seasons because we struggled so much, and
it's
so
tough.
I was just ready to take the challenge and give my best to my new team.
Did your brother Mark call and say, "Dude, thanks a lot. I was planning on hoping to play for the Lakers one day. Got drafted by them. They just traded me."
You know what? I was kind of expecting that, but at the same time, he surprised me. He surprised me, and he was like, "You know, I'm happy for you. You deserve it. You have a great chance now to be in a great team, and you know, I'm just happy for you."
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you kind of have the I don't know, the gut feeling that an NBA player, no matter how good, doesn't get a lot of trips to the finals, so you got to kind of make this count?
Absolutely. I do get that feeling. I think that you have to take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you in life and make the best out of them, because you just never know when that's going to cross your path again. So we definitely have that mentality. We want to keep that mentality right now. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get as far as we can.
We are talking to Pau Gasol on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, talking about the Lakers versus Spurs. Game four of their playoffs are going to be tonight on TNT at 6 o'clock. Did you know Kobe Bryant at all before you joined the team, Pau?
Yeah, we met a few times. We talked a little bit, and a couple All-Stars, and then also he actually ran into him in Barcelona this summer. I was working out at the gym that I usually work out, and he just showed up.
That's weird.
It was kind of random, yeah.
He just showed up to be a pretty small world.
Yeah.
He just showed up and said, I got next?
Yeah, he was. We were talking about, you know, the fact of he was actually at the point, you know, thinking about trying to leave the Lakers.
Right,
and,
yeah.
I was, you know, we were kind of talking to him and saying, well, I wish, you know, also I get lucky and I leave Memphis, right? Because at the point I was also... I went through a tough, very tough season, and there was a lot of rumors, and, you know, they booed me also, and like they booed him at the beginning of the year at
right.
the Staples.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't pleasant at all. And
The Memphis fans booed you at the beginning of the season?
Not at the beginning of the season, at the end of the season last year, last season, the season prior to this one.
Wow. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, it was tough. It just came out, you know, they leaked out the conversations that I had with the general manager and owners, and saying, wishing that you know, I wasn't happy, and you know, and I was ready for a change. So it was rough.
Pau, let me ask you this. I don't know. I mean, let's face it, you play dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of games throughout the regular season, and you know, sometimes you have to just forget about them, but sometimes you have to take what happened on the court seriously and figure out what to do for the next game. How do you approach, after looking at tape or whatever from game three, and you see how you were, and you see how Derek was, and you see how Lamar was, is that something you will radically change up, or will you just kind of put that one out of your mind as just being an off night and just go back to what you've been doing that's made you so successful all season long when you
play
tonight?
You try to look at it and take a look at yourself and just make sure that on game four you make the adjustments. You just don't make the same mistakes. And I think our biggest thing was being a little more aggressive and confident and determined when we had the ball and we had opportunity to finish at the basket. So that was that's the main thing. That's the main adjustment that I think we have to make. And just usually in playoffs, you know, because of the level is pretty equal in at this stage, right? The conference finals,
right?
The most aggressive team usually have the best chance, so to win, whether it's on the road or at home. So we try to be the aggressor tonight, and hopefully have a much better chance than we did on game three.
What was your first impression of playing for Phil Jackson?
Well, it was definitely a new experience. He's a great coach. And I was extremely thrilled to be in this position and be coached by Phil and the rest of the staff. So he's an interesting guy, interesting man, an interesting person to get to know and to be coached by. So definitely learning a lot from him and paying a lot of attention to what he says.
He's sure not as excited as I'd be if I had those seats every game, I'll tell you that. Pau, let me ask you one more question, because we know you have a very busy day. I don't think we've ever asked a Laker this in all the years we've been having the discussions about this particular topic on the Kevin and Bean Show. When you're driving around in Southern California and you go by on the freeway a car with Laker flags on it, how does it make you feel? What do you think when you see those Laker flags flapping in the wind on somebody's car?
It's nice. It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling because it shows that the dedication and the loyalty of the fans. So that's a really good thing. The fan base, the Lakers fan base, it's huge, and they're really devoted and loyal. So
it's so interesting to hear you say that. We've talked to so many fans that are huge Laker fans, but right. begrudge other fans that way of showing their support for the team. They just hate the Laker flags, and I've never been able to figure out why. And I was wondering, a player sees it. It seems to me like that would be a reminder everywhere you go all day long that, hey, I got people who are pulling for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way I look at it. You know, that's the way, because I don't, you know, I've never been a fan or a fanatic of anything or any sport in particular or any team. You know,
right.
I'm a fan. I want a certain team to win, but not to the point that I would just put flags in my car.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. But as far as I'm concerned, that settles it, Kevin.
I appreciate the fact that you know, a lot of people do, and they show their pride, their Laker pride, even when they drive around. So, and you got to drive in LA, go and yeah.
I got to tell you one last thing for me, pal, and that is that my wife hates it when I don't shave for a while. I have kind of the scruffy beard.
Right.
She finds you amazingly attractive with your scruffy beard. And I go, wait a minute. When I have that beard, you don't like it. And she says, I don't know. He's just, I don't know.
I like it. I feel comfortable with it. And, you know, and I'm glad that some other people do.
He's got the right job and the right accent. I think those two things overcome whatever's going on with the beard, Kevin. All right. Los Angeles Lakers versus San Antonio Spurs. Game 4 is going to be at 6 o'clock Western Conference Finals. You got to win this one. We don't want to see this one tied up, pal. Great to talk to you. Good luck to you and the team. And thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. This is going to go poorly. I can tell you that
already. How dare you? Our new games always sing.
We have a pair of passes for this weekend, Sunday. It's going to be live, by the way, the 2008 MTV Movie Awards hosted by Mike Myers, which means we've got to sit through Love Guru trailers, I guess, that day. But it's a pretty cool event. Lots of stars. Pretty cool event to actually go to. And we're going to play our new game that we like to call I want my MTV Movie Awards.
Come on! You got to sell it right, dude!
I want my MTV Movie Awards tickets. Hit it, Steve!
Movie award tickets.
Okay. All right. Well done. Wow. Let's meet our contestants for the game. We've got Robert from Chino. First of all, on line 5. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How are you, sir?
Doing great, guys.
All right, fantastic. And let's meet your competitor today, the beautiful Acela from Anaheim, who's on line 3. Good morning, Acela.
Good morning, guys. Hi, party people.
Hello. Good morning. All right, here's the way the game is played. It's kind of like the title fight that we've done from time to time, except we've invited Dave the King of Mexico and Miss Cleo, our phone screen. We've invited them to come in, and instead of trying to get you to name the names of songs, they're going to try to get you to come up with the names of nominated movies for this weekend's MTV Video Music Awards. Now, they're not going to be describing the title. They're actually going to be playing the parts of people inside the movies. They're going to be actually giving you the stories of some of the characters in the movies, and then if you identify it, you're going to speak up and tell which movie that they are talking about. Just like the title fight, we're going to have 45 seconds on the clock, and there are a total of 5 for each contestant that you're going to be able to get. I know it's very confusing, but it will become evident as we start to play the game. So, Robert, you're going to be paired up with Dave. He's going to be trying to get you to name all 5 of his movies, and Acela, you're going to be paired up with Miss Cleo. All right, so did I make that clear? Does everybody understand what we're doing here?
Yeah, I think.
You can also pass and go back to one if you want to.
Okay.
That's right. That's a good idea. You can pass and go back to it at the end. So you got 45 seconds on the clock. So, Robert, you got in first, so we're going to let you play the game first. You're going to be paired up with Dave, the King of Mexico. 45 seconds on the clock. See if you can name all 5 of these movies that are nominated for this weekend's show. Do we have the clock? Are we ready to go?
Yep.
Here we go.
Ooh, I'm a robot that changes into a car to protect the Earth from...
Transformers. Yes.
All right, cool. I am a barber who will kill you and put you in a pie.
Ah, shoot, that's Sweeney Todd.
Yep. Whoops, I killed everybody with a virus. Now I'm alone, my dog, and a bunch of... All right.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm so straight, but me and my firefighter friend act so gay so we can get benefits for his kids.
Ah, shoot, pass.
All right. I'm the new kid in town who, you know, fights in underground MMA fights, and then I go to this gym and get trained by this black dude who lives in his gym.
Shoot. Oh, man, that's a Tool movie, too.
It sure is.
Come on, back to the other one.
All right, I'm a straight guy, you know. And then
Larry and Todd, Chuck and Larry.
I think we'll accept that.
Come on, dude. You know, I want to fight MMA in the underground.
Out of Time, Never Back Down was the one you couldn't get. But you came up with Transformers, nominated for Best Movie, Sweeney Todd, Best Villain, I Am Legend, Best Movie, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, Best Female Performance. So 4 out of 5. Not too bad, by the way.
That was rad, right, Robert.
Dave, nicely done.
No.
Not.
That was rad not.
All right, you hold on. We're going to go to Acela. Got your work cut out for you, girlfriend.
I know.
All right, Acela, let's do this.
You ready?
Okay, let's do this.
There you go.
All right, at 16 years old, I had sex with a boy who wears short yellow shorts.
You know.
Okay, I'm a writer in New York who loves Cosmos, and all my girlfriends and I go out all the time, and we have Cosmos, and we're man-eaters, and we love shoes. Come on, every woman in the world is dying to see this movie coming out.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Oh, my God. All right, I'm a celebrity reporter who works for E! I have a one-night stand with a funny man and spend the next 9 months trying to figure out how I'm going to raise my child in my sister's basement.
Oh, my God,
Pat.
Loser.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Loser.
My superhero boyfriend goes emo. He combs his hair to the side and loves...
Spider-Man.
Close enough. We'll give you that. Three. Yeah.
My boyfriend's stuck on a ship with a guy who has a squid for his face. How badly does that suck?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. All right.
All right. I'm a writer in New York. Every woman in the world is dying to see this movie coming out.
Yes!
Oh!
Whoa!
Right in time.
We got ourselves a tie. We have a tie. Four and four.
What do we do?
Wow.
The other one was the other one was knocked up.
Yeah, you got Juno, of course, nominated for Best Movie, Sex and the City, nominated for Best Summer Movie so far, which is funny because it's not even out yet. Knocked Up, Best PMO Performance is the nomination. Spider-Man 3, Best Fight Scene, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, nominated for Best Movie. Well, we don't have any kind of a contingency plan.
Is there one more movie you could do as a head-to-head duel?
No, I don't have any extra movies. All right.
So we got two choices here, guys. We can either do like a drawing or a coin toss, or we can just try to figure out, let's give them both tickets and then just worry about it after the show.
I don't think we have them.
I don't think we have them. We're going to have to do a drawing.
So we have
or send them on a date.
Casella and Robert. Yep.
Fight. Okay. They have to fight.
They have to fight.
Okay. I'm going to just wad them up and have Dave pick one.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Dave.
And the winner is... Isela.
Yes.
Isela, who hadn't ever heard of Sex in the City, by the way. That's the one who just won.
Oh, she's a good
Thank
one.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for playing.
Evan, the only decision we have to make before we go to Denise is, do we put the phasers on stun or do we put the phasers on kill? What do you think?
Come on, you guys.
I think we should start with stun, but we may need to move on.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
The website that our listener tipped us off to is petbirthdayparty.com. And if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know how we feel about this topic, but let's see how Denise feels about it as she joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. What are you doing?
You know, we're celebrating pet birthdays over here.
Petbirthdayparties.com.
Correct.
Because the pets know it's their birthday?
The pet owners know it's their birthday, and the pets love to be pampered.
We're not monster fans of what we call pet parents. Seems like...
But we love pets, though.
Yes.
I mean, we love pets so much. I mean...
Well, before we move on with Bean's anger... Whose dog is on the front page of this site today?
Well,
Yeah, it's Beans.
It's Beans. If you go to the birthday page, Tater Tot is enjoying her birthday cake.
Her ninth birthday cake. with a nine candle. And
I did take that photo because Tater does love cake, as all dogs do.
Okay, but don't you start being all high and mighty about what are you doing and all that.
But what I'm saying is she's not wearing a dress. She's not wearing a little paper hat that's, got a rubber band that's cutting off her breathing tube. She's not doing any of that. She's just having a piece of cake. That's all she's doing.
Dude, I've seen you with your pig in a hat. Yes, yeah. I have.
Yes, we have.
Yes, I have.
Denise, how long has PetBirthdayParty.com been up and running?
PetBirthdayParty.com's been up and running for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. And how did it get started? Why?
Well, we wanted people to help celebrate their pets' birthdays. We believe that pets are part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And obviously you have to have a social animal to have a birthday party.
I mean, right.
Cats are okay, but, you know, they really don't.
No, cats suck.
Yeah. But, you know, from horses to hamsters, you know, anybody can register their pet on petbirthdayparty.com.
Did you say from horses to hamsters?
Absolutely. We got it all.
Okay.
Your hamster
okay,
now gets
what
like
happens
two birthdays.
When you register your pet on the site, what then happens?
We add you to our monthly newsletter. And in the monthly newsletter, we list all different kinds of pet trends, you know, from apparel to the jewelry to interesting things that are coming out, like responsible pet owners.
Okay.
You know, things of that nature.
Here's my question for you. And I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I realized what it is that annoys me about this, is that pets don't enjoy clothing.
they don't enjoy jewelry. They're pets. They don't really need to be dressed. They don't need to blow up candles. They don't need cake. They're pets. They're part of the family, yes. And I love dogs. It's my favorite animal ever. But they are pets still.
They are pets. They are pets. I will say that some pet owners of the toy breeds do like to make a little fashion statement out of their pet, which is, you know, we'll show them what the latest is in pet apparel and pet jewelry.
I was at some friend's house this weekend who dress up dogs, and I was talking to the guy, and I was saying, hey, dude, you know, your pets don't enjoy that. He said, yeah, you got to pick your fights.
Sacrificing the dog.
Makes my wife happy. Fine.
But wow. I see these people where they have their dogs and they put like dresses on them and giant sunglasses and stuff. And I feel like I want to kidnap the dog, give it a better home, and then put the owner down. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel like the owner needs to go to Puppy Lake.
It's up to the pet owner and what the pet owner would like to do with their pet and the fashion statement that they would like to make with them. I agree.
You have birthday puzzles. You have a birthday scarf. You have pet birthday candles. You have a I'm the birthday girl t-shirt. And I'm the birthday boy shirt.
Sure.
And mailman-shaped birthday treats.
Do they make birthday cards for pets, Denise?
They do. Actually, you can make them out of rawhide. And we went to Super Zoo, which is outrageous. It's the largest pet expo, if you will. So there are all different types of organic treats and cakes and bakeries and all different things that you could ever want for a pet's party. That were at that expo.
I see that you have links to pet birthday party invitations. You've got links to decorations, centerpieces, balloon bouquets, plates, cups, and more. You got the party pup kit. You got everything about cakes, games, party favors. I mean, would we be shocked at what a big facet of the pet industry birthday parties are?
It's growing. Yeah, it's actually a growing trend in the pet industry. And the pet industry overall is about $50 billion.
Sure.
So it's very much a growing trend.
How many dogs do you have?
Oh, that's a sore subject. I had two, but I lost one.
Excellent. Okay.
Unfortunately. So, yeah.
Sorry to bring you down, but
that's okay.
Okay, so you have one.
Yes.
And how old is it?
He's 9 years old, just about. Chocolate lab.
Love chocolate labs. And what did you do for his birthday last year?
He's not a real party animal.
Really.
So, yeah.
That's unusual for a dog, because usually they love it.
Usually dogs like to run around with their underwear on their heads and get drunk.
Sing karaoke.
Right.
Yeah, this one's really, really mellow. So yeah. Typically, your demographic for a pet party would be the smaller dogs, the toy dogs, Chihuahuas, the Yorkies, those types that you can dress up and have fun with. But, you know, he's a real social dog, so we took him over to his friend's house. You know, we had a little party with the other labs.
Mm-hmm.
That he socialized.
So he had a good time. He just got a little bit of exercise, a little bit of affection, and it wasn't a blowout. You didn't take him to Magic Mountain and close down the park and hire a clown or anything like that.
Nothing like that.
Did he have to wear clothing? Did he have to wear some sort of party hat?
No, actually, he's always trying to take things off his head. I try.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit different.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The dog doesn't want something on his head tied to it?
I try.
Now, Denise, let me ask you this question, because you run PetBirthdayParty.com.
Yes.
Do some of the pet parents who you have interaction with scare you even?
No.
They should.
They
really should.
The ones that roll their babies around in rollers?
I've seen that.
Strollers.
I think it's hysterically funny.
Yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Look, we are all for, and I have trouble with this word, entrepreneurs. We're all for people finding the niche in the marketplace. As long as it's legal, make money, have fun. I mean, I don't blame you for doing it, but we've got to figure out a way to put these people down. That's all there is to it. We need to be able to drive by like a pet birthday party with a blow dart and just take every one of them out of there. We just have to.
Oh.
Says the guy who has a picture up at the site.
Yeah.
Baxter, a black lab basset hound mix. Rudder, celebrating her 11th birthday, goes with her owner to work every day. There's all kinds of information on the site about the different pets that are having birthdays.
So nice.
Here's the site, Lisa. It's not too late for you to register your dogs for their upcoming birthdays. PetBirthdayParty.com is the site. If it floats your boat, you can check it out. Denise, thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you very much.
But stop it.
And stop it.
Okay, thank you. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday,
But it's Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. So I want to give you a heads up in case you're going to stop by your local retailer and pick up something new. Rambo is available on DVD today. Sylvester Stallone and Julie Benz star in the return of John Rambo.
I don't have to buy that, though, right?
You must buy it. It's awesome. Okay.
It's way not Beans kind of movie.
It was awesome.
I know. It's for dudes.
I haven't seen any of the Rambo movies.
But... Oh!
No, it's for dudes.
I just saw Raiders of the Lost Ark this weekend. That's quite good.
It is good.
I live in a time warp.
Surprisingly, I found it more believable, Stallone playing Rambo in the jungle, killing people willy-nilly with a bow and arrow, than I did having him play Rocky Balboa and getting into the ring again. It's 69 years old or however old he is.
Yeah, that seemed weird.
Very enjoyable. New CDs, Here I Stand by Usher is in stores today, as is, Lisa, you'll be happy to know, the soundtrack for Sex and the City, music from the original motion picture.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You can listen to that and just have your share of yourself while you're waiting for the movie to open.
Okay.
Here's a little clip from one of the songs from the Sex and City soundtrack.
How great is male ass?
Sounds like something they would say.
It does.
I think it would. I think that's Samantha's song right there. Mm-hmm. It's one of her numbers.
Her voice is changing.
Well, not really. Here lately, she's become quite the manster.
Yes, I like to have sex all the time. I'm so sophisticated.
How old is she in real life, Lisa? Do you know?
Kim 11. She's 11.
She's got to be 50, right?
Late 40s, early 50s, yeah.
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 I make fun of her all the time. The wife hates it.
Sure.
Like, yeah, she's a sex bot.
She's the one who wrote the big marriage manual on how to stay together with your partner forever about 6 months before she got divorced.
With her husband. And then they split up.
That's the one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wife also gets upset when I make fun of China Kardashian. We were watching the Kardashian TV show on E! Actually, my wife was. I was zooming through the room. And sometimes you just get caught up because it's so horrible.
It is bad.
You can't believe it's on television. And I start making fun of China Kardashian, the giant Kardashian sister.
She's like, she's not that big. She's not that big. Look at her. She towers over the other two, and she's massive.
It is. It does seem like she must be adopted.
She's not a big fat girl, but she's just burly.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? She's fat?
I'm not saying she's fat. She's just burly. She's burly there. That's so.
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Just enormous. Just huge numbers. $126 million. Over the weekend, $151 million since Thursday. Worldwide, $311 million this weekend.
I got an email from a movie insider, Ralph, who suggested that some of the participants in the movie, I know he said Harrison Ford, I can't remember if it was Spielberg or Lucas was the other one, start getting paid at $400 million. That's when they start making the big money.
They don't get anything until $400
million? No, I'm sure they get some, but I think they also get a percentage of the profits at $400 and above. Oh. It's one of those kind of deals.
Well, I think they'll reach that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, too.
If they only
absolutely.
Make, you know, $20 million for the next couple of weeks, they'll hit that pretty soon. So.
Sure, yeah.
Good
I mean,
for them.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
glad
no
they're making a few
profitable
bucks.
Thing.
They need a couple
Because Harrison Ford's only got, like, 100 planes. He's got his own airfield.
He needs more.
Yeah.
Here's the question I have for you, though, movie guru. Was the opening big enough that now they have to do a sequel?
Oh, of course. No, they're done.
They're done just because, but they're going to take it on. I imagine they would move on with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I think they will spin off with him, but they won't be Indiana Jones anymore.
Right. He'll be dead.
Skippy Jones or whoever he is in
Mutt,
the movie.
Muddy.
Mutt Lang. Yeah, he was married to Shania Twain, and he cheated on her, and they split up.
Well, that's a different story.
Chronicles of Narnia. Prince Caspian was number two at the box office with $28.6 million. Iron Man came in at number three. What Happens in Vegas was four. Then Speed Racer, Maid of Honor. By the way, Maid of Honor?
Yeah.
The last performance of Sidney Pollack, Oscar-winning actor and director.
Oh, wow.
He killed him.
Yeah, that's a bad
a
way to go out.
That's a tombstone right there, man.
Yeah. I didn't realize, having not seen the film, but I got the heads up from a couple listeners that, Sidney Pollack, he's in that Maid of Honor.
And how many weeks has that been in the top 10?
Forever.
Like, 15 weeks in a row or something?
Time.
Come on, people.
Women.
Come on.
Women. That's all I got to say. Yeah. You know, Sidney Pollack
it
also.
It sucked.
Also played Will's dad on Will and Grace.
I didn't watch that show.
I didn't either, but I found out that about it, too. So.
Okay.
for all the good work he did.
There were some others as well.
Do you just take any piece of audio now and just decide that it's a drop? Is that what's happening? Is that the Pam Anderson syndrome or just everything can be played?
I thought that was appropriate. I thought that worked. Didn't that have a little bit of Will and Grace flavor to it?
Oh, sound like someone getting ill.
Someone got stabbed.
Yeah, exactly.
Pam Anderson?
You know what I love Oreo cookies.
Okay, I don't know.
What?
Does it?
Why would you play that?
We don't need that.
Everyone stop. There's no way to come back to my job.
I drink your milkshake.
Baby mama was seven.
You know what I love?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall's number eight. I'm just going to power through.
Yeah, just perfect. Do that.
Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, number nine. And number ten, The Visitor, which is about a woman getting her monthly
No, not at all.
What?
Ann Flo coming to visit? No. The film's called?
I've got The Visitor. Honey, not tonight. I've got The Visitor.
That's what she said in the movie.
No.
Yeah, she does.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You know what I love? I love Oreo cookies.
A little casting notice. You know, I like to give you a heads up from time to time when you can get yourself on the TV. Fox has got a new game show called Hole in the Wall.
Oh.
It's not what Mike thinks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike used to play a game called Hole in the Wall.
Well, that's Hollywood. I still play it.
Yeah. By the way, we got a copy of a new movie you did check out, Mike. We were in the office watching the story of Governor Splitzer.
Yes.
Yeah. Governor Elliot splits her. The porn version, of course, of the former governor of
good
New
acting.
York State. Very good acting, yes. Anyway, the casting call is for a game called Hole in the Wall. They're looking for teams of three to compete in what is basically the American version of a Japanese game show, best described as Human Tetris, where you had to sort of form yourself into the shape that you saw on an oncoming wall and get through that hole before you get knocked into the pool of death.
Oh, that's such a great show.
We love that show, and you can find it. I'm pretty sure it's still up on the Internet Roundup section of the Kevin and Bean website. So go to krock.com if you want to check it out. But it's going to be fun, and it's going to be in Irvine. Dave and Buster's in Irvine, 71 Fortune Drive in Irvine, California, this Sunday, June 1st, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can audition with two of your pals. Fox.com has...
Wow.
Fox.com
a whole different site.
Has more info. For the casting news. So
that matter?
No.
You need a little bit of athleticism to be good on that game, I think.
Oh, that game is funny.
And hard. It gets progressively harder and harder. Like there's a hole the size of a walnut. They expect you to get through it somehow. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's good.
I saw 1 minute, literally 1 minute of the American Gladiators last night, and they had one of these contestants on it who said, yeah, this is really easy when you're sitting at home on the couch. I was mouthing off to all my friends, oh, I could do this. This is a piece of cake, this American Gladiator show. And then the guy was down by like 100 points to the competitor, you know, the other competitor.
And what did the Hulkster say to him?
You should have thought about that before you applied, brother.
Never miss a chance.
Yeah. I always hope Hulk's going to be funnier when he talks.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love Oreo cookies.
Yeah, Oreo cookies, we know. Today's celebrity birthday, Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees is 51 years old today. Todd Bridges, who played Willis on Different Strokes, is 43. Sean Kinney of Alice in Chains turns 42. Andre 3000, Andre Benjamin from Outkast and from the recent movie Semi-Pro. He is 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm saying they jailed a donkey. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's crazy.
They put have to convince me. I know.
They put a donkey in jail.
I'm saying, really?
Yeah, they put a donkey in jail.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Why? No,
what I'm saying is, are you really going to make this phone call?
Only yes.
Didn't you try to do this while I was on vacation last week?
No,
didn't you try to sneak this past?
No, brand new story. This just came out today,
I'm pretty sure I heard through the grapevine that you already gave this a go.
No, I think you were sitting in your house with no radio.
With less than spectacular results.
Okay, Ralph, if somebody is suggesting to you that on Friday's show we made several phone calls over the course of an excruciatingly long 10-minute period and weren't even able to get anything other than a busy signal, if somebody were to say that to you, then they might be stretching the truth because that clearly wouldn't happen. On this show.
Correct. So here's the story, Ralph. This is a great story. This donkey kicks a dude, and then another dude comes to help the dude that got kicked, and the donkey kicked him as well. They put him in jail. They put the donkey in the jail that they keep drunken and disorderly, you know, prisoners.
Well, that's no place for a donkey.
Was the donkey drunk?
It does not say. It's a good question.
But I think our point, Ralph, is that the donkey is not going to be improved. The donkey is not going to learn his lesson because now he's in jail. He's not using that time to think about his behavior.
Yes. Here's my point.
Officer Sinar Gomez says, around here, if someone commits a crime, they are jailed. It doesn't matter who they are.
Wow. Okay.
My idea is, and then they put the donkey in jail. Commercial.
But don't you have questions?
Now. You're finished. No, there's nothing that will be solved by you making another international phone call. Because every time you do it, it ends in disaster.
What if you found out that they also put a bull in jail one time and also a dog in jail? They put them in jail. So let's call. Come on.
No, let's not call.
Let's call.
Spanning the globe, Kevin and Bean investigate stories from around the world. They are Kevin and Bean. Foreign correspondence.
Okay. All right. Get to the bottom of this story.
No, you what's won't. That's my point.
What's the town or village or province or whatever we're calling down in Mexico, Kevin?
Tuxtla Gutierrez in Mexico.
Tuxtla.
We're calling the, where are we calling? We calling the hotel or the judicial state police?
Judicial state.
Okay, the police.
Oh, sorry. All right.
See, they'll know. Ralph, you with your negative vibe.
Someone was erroneously suggesting that we made this call about five times on Friday and got a fast, yes. busy signal every single time.
Number and try again, or call customers.
God damn it! This is what I'm saying. This never works out. Why do you waste the dark our time, the listeners'
try the
time
Crown Plaza.
With these
disasters to get to the bottom of these stories? Why are they putting a burrow in jail?
When you have gotten through in the past, people have a very just rudimentary knowledge of what you're talking about at best.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're asking the wrong question, Ralph. Kevin's right. The question is, why are you putting a donkey in jail? That's the question that's on the table that needs to be answered, damn it. By Kevin and Bean, foreign correspondents. All right, this is going to work, though. Because if it doesn't, we have to try again tomorrow.
I
okay, we got a doubt. We got a, we're ringing. That's even better.
This is much further than we allegedly got on Friday.
When we didn't call.
Go.
Hola.
Buenos dias. Do you speak English, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Outstanding. Good. We're calling from the United States about a story on our news here that in Mexico, they put a donkey in jail for kicking a man. Have you heard of that story?
No.
Thank you.
Of course you
Thank
have.
Thank you, and good
because why Hello? Would you have heard about
Hello?
It?
Hello? She's transferring us to the donkey in jail department.
Yeah.
Of the hotel.
Of the hotel.
No weather is one.
Donkey in jail department of the hotel.
Oh, she gave us it. I might come over here and dial a different number. I don't like her. I'm not a half fan of hers. Here, go there.
She wasn't very helpful.
And by the way, she clearly lied. Because how is that not news in Mexico if they're throwing donkeys in jail? Come on.
Look, how does everyone not know about that?
It's freaking Mexico. That's the least of their problems.
But really, what's the thought process to put a donkey in jail? It's going to learn its lesson. It'll never kick again.
The police chiefs' heads are being cut off and rolled into the center squares of towns in Mexico right now. They got bigger fish to fry.
Apparently they
don't. Their little reindeer games.
Apparently they don't. And they are reindeers.
Wait, they put a fish in jail or a reindeer? What are you talking about, Ralph? I'm now confused. All right, this is it, though. This is going to be the payoff. This is going to be the payoff that's going to make you apologize out loud here, Ralph.
Makes it all worthwhile. When we get to all these juicy details.
Good morning. Do you speak English?
Oh, my God.
There's the solution to all life's questions.
Ringing.
Not ringing.
Oh, maybe she's...
That's some sort of funky dial tone or busy signal.
Yeah, that's what's left after right, she hangs up on your white ass.
Call the Las Pinchas Chanchas.
Stop calling.
No, this is going to be good. We're going to get to the bottom of the story where they put a donkey in jail.
You suck.
I wish
You're
I were
horrible.
In jail now. I wish I were in jail without a radio right now.
How can you be upset, Bean? You're an accomplice to this.
I didn't realize it would go on this long.
Right now there's a frat guy in jail with a donkey, and he's calling and going, seriously, you got to get me on. I'm in here with a donkey. And they're going,
That's
you've
the
been drinking
show.
Too much.
That's the donkey show.
All right, Kevin, will you at least acknowledge that this is our last attempt, though? We will
I will not,
not try
acknowledge that,
that
sir.
Come
no.
On,
I will not.
Any of these phone calls,
okay,
ever.
So
Hello?
Bueno,
hi, do you speak English?
No.
Excellent.
There you go.
Do you know anything about a donkey in jail?
Mike, ask her about a donkey in jail. Go.
Un burro en precisamente?
Bueno.
Bueno to you as well.
Come on.
Hablo inglés?
No.
I just said we already answered that. I asked her about an imprisoned burro.
But ask her again.
I'm out.
That's all I got, dude.
Your Latin ancestors must be very proud.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Oh, Ralph.
Buenos dias.
Here, let's call this place. Call this place. Seriously. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Adios.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You're not calling the KFC
call
in
KFC.
Mexico.
KFC.
Adios. How many numbers do you have?
Still got the McDonald's.
Still got the McDonald's standing by.
You know,
calling
the definition
KFC.
Of insanity, according to Albert Einstein, is repeating the same experiment, expecting a different outcome.
By the way, Mike told us, oh, yeah, I speak plenty of Spanish.
Oh, I did?
Yes, you did.
Okay, he's your friend.
On Friday,
the Mexico national anthem, by the way, for the 50th time.
All right, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, this one's going to go good. I can sense this is going to be good.
I hate you both.
Bueno.
Bueno, do you speak English?
Bueno.
Bueno. Do you speak English?
¿Quién habla?
All right. Yeah. Mike, go.
¿Hablas inglés?
No.
Okay, good times.
Adios.
Come on.
¿Por qué impresamente un burro?
Again.
Why do you put a bull, a
she
donkey in jail?
She doesn't speak English, Mike. She doesn't speak English.
Por qué usted...
All right. Here, let's call the McDonald's.
No.
The McDonald's will know.
Come on!
The McDonald's will know.
Someone stop him.
Call the McDonald's.
Seriously.
Take those phone numbers away from him.
Do not dial that phone.
Call the number. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Do not
You are an enabler, Mike Kaplan.
You people do not have
to stick to the bottom of it in McDonald's.
McDonald's in Chiapas.
Okay, but this is it, right, though? This is the last call.
Bueno, Chiapas.
Hello, do you speak English?
Si, senor.
Oh, Dave.
Dave, come on.
Why do you participate?
Why do you help?
Hola, senor.
Who speaks less English than Dave?
Chimichanga.
He doesn't speak Spanish, and he doesn't speak English.
And he's working at McDonald's trying to sell us chimichangas and nachos right now. That's what Dave's doing. That's Dave's understanding of the situation.
All right, maybe this didn't work as well as we had hoped.
No, I thought it went well.
Maybe.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. What a great, great selection of prizes you have today. Not only a $50 gift card from Chili's Restaurant.
I want my baby back.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. You also get to pick your pair of tickets to any one of these great upcoming K-Rock shows. Check this out. You know how usually we give you like a DVD that you don't want? Check this out. You can go to Foxborough Hot Tubs May 27th at the Roxy if you want, or the Flowbots on June 8th at the Troubadour, or Panic at the Disco June 14th at the Honda Center, or STP June 24th at the Hollywood Bowl, or Jimmy Eat World July 19th at the Avalon. Your choice, plus the gift card, all of that for being on the air with us right now.
All right.
Wow.
Let's begin with Mario in Alhambra. Good morning, Mario.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Okay, how the hell do you beat a team by 30 and then lose the next game by 20?
I don't know. We had Pau Gasol on earlier today, and we asked him that, and there's no explanation, really. That's one of those things in sports where every shot they put up went in, and the game before, every shot they put up missed. I don't know what the difference is.
The great thing about sports is that any team can beat anybody on any given night.
Is it too late to get Kwame Brown back?
Oh, dear God. How dare you?
Come on.
Are you kidding?
The big factor was...
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Not Kwame Brown, dude.
We're not desperate. And by the way, 2-1 is not a terrible place for the Lakers to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're bad, Mario. All they need to do, if they could just win one in San Antonio, that's pretty much
good.
They just pretty much serious.
The big difference was Ginobili. He was totally not
stupid,
a factor in the
big
first
nose
two.
Mono Ginobili.
Out of the blue, was insane on Sunday night.
Yeah, I blew up.
Hit like 75 3-pointers and went a 1-minute period. Peter in Woodland
that is
Hills.
Accurate.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. What's going on?
What a do. So I was wondering if you guys saw the footage of Naomi Campbell over the weekend. I guess she's in Cannes, and she was celebrating her 38th birthday.
Right. Got to speed it up just
move
a bit.
Along, Pete.
Okay. Well, basically, she was celebrating her birthday, and she tried to go on P. Diddy's boat. And I guess she was being a bitch, and he kicked her off.
Excellent.
And she went home screaming and crying.
Nice.
Excellent. Stop it. This is a good call. It's a
more
good
annoying
call.
Than he is.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, she left the boat in tears. They have photos of her leaving in tears.
That's the way it should happen all the time. Let's
you should have pushed her overboard.
Let's go to Manuel in Los Angeles.
Seen
good morning.
Just her weave floating in the surf. It's been great.
What it do, Matthew?
What it do?
Yeah, so I went to Rosarito's over this past weekend with my brother and some friends, and he got pickpocketed for his wallet, and they wouldn't let him back over. So today, my mom had to go take the birth certificate and try to identify him. And
try to identify him?
Well, to identify
I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one's mine.
He looks like my son, but I can't be sure.
Yeah.
That's a great story. And I'd like to point out, if Peter is listening on hold, that Manuel's story was so much more complex than yours, yet he told it in a tenth of the time that you told to tell a one-sentence story. Yeah. That's all I was saying. That was my only point.
I didn't know if you lost your wallet. They wouldn't let you back in the United States.
You got to have ID to get across the border.
You got to have ID to get anything to get across the border. Are you kidding?
Well, you can swim or jump the fence or something. But
that's what your brother should have done. Thank you for the
call.
Was
he in jail with a donkey?
I don't believe so.
Can we call Rosarito?
Can we talk to him?
Don't make us call again.
Let's talk to Lauren in Van Nuys on line 8. We were talking about the Tyra Banks Show, Kevin's favorite daytime program, a few minutes ago. Hi, Lauren. What it do?
What it do, guys? What it do, Lisa May?
What it do?
Okay, so I went to the Tyra Show when she was still in L.A., and I went with my friend Maria, and it was ridiculous.
Really?
She wanted to go, and she got tickets, so I was like, sure, you know, I'll go with you. I'll be a good friend, whatever. She had this segment about names and how people get judged based on their names. Okay, my name's Lauren. I'm white. I'm Italian, whatever. My friend Maria, she's Mexican, and, you know, I mean, it happens. People get, like, they see your name on a resume and whatever.
Right.
And Tyra was just, she had this panel up on stage of, like, different ethnicities, like a Mexican guy, a Korean guy, whatever.
God, wow. I hate her. Everything that she does
about
is
nothing.
Bad.
And she would, like, start siding with one of them, and then as soon as they would say something she didn't agree with, she would totally turn around and be so hypocritical and be like, well, I don't know, and I'm just like, dude, you gotta get your facts straight, man.
No, she's bad. She's bad on every level.
It was awful. And when she moved to New York, and I was like, oh, God, thank God I don't ever have to go to that stupid show again.
Yeah, because if she had stayed here in Los Angeles, you would have had to go.
That's right.
Well,
it'd be mandatory.
My friend loves her. And
well, your friend is bad. How could I could understand if she's not in your, you know, your world. I can understand not caring about her. But how are you aware of her and you like her? It's not possible.
I'm working on it. I'm working on all getting her away from it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank God.
Let's close today with Gilbert in Whittier on line 7. Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Hey, Gilbert, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, Kevin and Bean, I think the show is rad. Totally far out, man. I love it in every way.
Okay, thanks for calling. Let's end with another one. Let's go to Mark in Pico.
See, Dave is trying to bring all those phrases back, and apparently it's catching fire already with the kids.
I thought for sure he was going to say he loves us in every way. Not.
He may have, but yeah, I exactly. Another line. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How's it going? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Wow.
So I was watching TMZ the other night. I think it was actually last night. And I thought Michael Jackson was into, you know, little boys, but apparently he was front row in a wheelchair, all dressed up at the UFC fight this past weekend.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Michael Jackson wearing a full burqa and blacked out sunglasses.
Exactly.
In a wheelchair at the UFC fight. What would he be doing there?
I don't know.
He used to fight in the Pride organization.
Did he?
Back in the day. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I saw his fight in Japan. It was him against Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice, okay. Well, yeah, that's one of the strangest things I've ever seen. If you haven't seen a picture of it, you got to go to TMZ.com because that's a nutty one, that guy.
Did anyone interview him or anything like that, why he was there?
They just had a picture of him showing that you know, he was there enjoying the sport of blood.
Yeah, sure. It's the sport of blood.
Speaking of which, I think Saturday night is CBS's Saturday Night Fights. The MMA fights this Saturday. You can check that out. Yeah.
Oh, should be cool.
Okay. I want to thank our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, the great Harvey Levin, speaking of TMZ.com and TMZ Television, weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Thanks to Harvey. Also, thanks to your Laker, Pau Gasol, for joining us. 6 o'clock is game time. Tip-off in San Antonio, Lakers versus the San Antonio Spurs in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. And I also want to thank, begrudgingly, Denise from PetBirthdayParty.com for coming on and spreading her poison all over the airwaves.
She said, my dog hates hats and tries to take them off anytime I put them on him.
Yep.
Yet I'm running a business for other people to torture their dogs in the same way.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
She's bad.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. Matt Money Smith talking about the Lakers game tonight. They're having a...
And by the way, did he really wear the shoes during game 3?
That's our question.
Psycho Mike handed off the lucky shoes to him, and judging from the score, it looks like maybe he didn't. So we need to get straight-up confession out of Money and find out what's up.
The Dodgers are very successful. Are they not, as a franchise? Very successful.
Yes. They have, they're in the top 5 attendance every year in terms of fans. Yeah.
So do they need to say yes to every single promotion that comes along? I mean, is that their deal? Like, they have to say yes? Or when somebody pitches,
certainly not.
When somebody says, hey, we'd like to do a stitch and pitch night, you go,
I'm sorry.
Don't need to, thanks.
Stitch and pitch?
Stitch and pitch, yes.
What is stitch and pitch?
It's knitting, isn't it?
It's when they have knitting.
Ah, yeah. The marriage of knitting and baseball. Now it is complete.
Yes.
Finally.
It's like peanut butter and chocolate, Ralph. Two great tastes that go great together.
You know how we've had that conversation of what is and isn't a sport? If you can knit at it, really there's nothing going on enough to watch.
The funny thing is, people knitting in the stands, what they're doing, more exciting than what's happening on the field.
Yeah. How dare you?
Stitch and pitch.
Oh, look at that Knit One Pearl Two. Standing O.
Is that a move you can do in knitting?
Oh, yeah.
All right. LaQuisha will be on the program tomorrow. We need to settle the age-old fight of who's better, stronger, faster, meaner, Han Solo or Indiana Jones.
Are we calling the decider on that one?
We may have to. Yeah. We may have to. Sex in the City, why?
Because it's great.
Tomorrow?
Why?
Why? Why? It doesn't make any sense. So anyway, that's all tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including Pennywise, also Foo Fighters, Scars on Broadway, their new one, Bush, Modest Mouse, and more. It's all right after this.